The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury Union High School football. All season long, catch every game, home and away. Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. Mike's Auto and Towing. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. See them online at mikesautomid.com. That's mikesauto, M-I-D-D.com. Foster Motors, home of the we care people on Route 7 in Middlebury. Mike's Fuels, for all your home, business, and agricultural needs, Route 22A in Bridport. Vermont Field Sports, don't let that big one get away. We'll help you hook them or bag them, Route 7 in Middlebury. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. McIntyre Services of Middlebury, on Court Street and Exchange Street in Middlebury, keeping friends warm for over 70 years. Marin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. The National Bank of Middlebury, with locations in Middlebury, Virgins, Brandon, Bristol, and Hinesburg, online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Broughton's Big Country Hardware, home of Broughton's Farm Supply, Route 22A in Bridport, bigcountryhardware.com. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Nadu's Play School South, promoting lifelong learning in a safe and caring environment, Route 7 in Ferrisburg. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury, your one-stop shop for flooring, paint, and window treatments. Stop in today and decorate the countryside way. Desibray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, 1232 Exchange Street in Middlebury, and with a drop-off location at Linda's Apparel in Virgins. Denneker Chevrolet, free Vermont State inspections for as long as you own your vehicle. Main Street Virgins and Route 7 Middlebury. Chevy, find new roads. Brown's Welding, steel fabrication, plus crane, forklift, and man lift rentals. Call 363-5619 or visit brownswelding.com. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. And J.P. Carrera & Sons Concrete, always ready to mix, and they guarantee a solid finish. Call them at 388-6363.
And now, with a call of today's game, here's Bjarke Sears and Alex Enescu on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
For longtime Middlebury football fans, football in Middlebury and football in Vermont means one thing, or several things: running the ball, pounding the rock, strong defense, and keeping it to the ground. And that's what we're going to see tonight, Alex. That's what we're going to see out in this field tonight. Middlebury Tigers holding a 1-0 record so far, coming into the second week of the season. They're going to be taking on the Bob Whites of St. Albans, BFA St. Albans. They also will like to pound the rock, so it's going to be a throwback football game in every way, kind of game Middlebury and St. Albans fans have come to expect and come to enjoy. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our second week of Friday night football here, high school football 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. We're excited here at beautiful College Pearly Sports Complex. A beautiful night for football. Glad to see Alex back in the booth here. And now we're ready for another exciting week. Alex, you made it.
Yeah, man, I made it over. I found the complex, man. I just got to say, this is a beautiful town. As soon as I got here, I just realized how great it is with the farms and how the sun's just peering in over this field. It's a great place to play some football.
And one thing you don't see tonight, so people can know, very often when you're up here at Collins Pearly, the wind is just howling. We're on a hill kind of up. It's a little bit away from the lake, but it's up on a hill.
Yeah.
So often that wind's coming in. Tonight, though, boy, could you get a better night for football?
No, you really couldn't. It's just perfect weather right now. The sun's starting to set right behind us, and I think we're going to get some great conditions.
Great conditions. Went out on the field a few minutes ago. I was talking to the Middlebury coaches, and the track's a little slow. The field's a little high. They claim, actually, here that they cut it yesterday. Looks beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. Beautiful night for football, and hopefully a good night for both these two teams to see how they match up. Two very different weeks last week for these two teams. The Middlebury Tigers beat the St. Albans Patriots, the Mount Anthony Patriots by a score of 49-23, a game that was, wasn't in doubt after a little while, and wondering, and this is Bjarke Sears alongside my radio partner, Alex Enescu. Alex, what was a couple things you saw last week's game?
I just saw a lot of versatility. They scored with a lot of different guys like Kaufman and Beattie and Gleason running out of the bat, a lot of different read options. And, yeah, they played really well, really versatile. The defense was great. They really kept the other team stagnant all game. And, yeah, really good play by them all over.
And for the Tigers, it ended up being one that they won going away against the Patriots. Very, very different story, however, for the BFA St. Albans Bob Whites. They actually only won the game with 2.8 seconds left on the clock. After a 90-yard drive, their big fullback, Parody, punched in the touchdown, and they were able to win and beat Rice Memorial. And that's an interesting game. Last year, Rice was a down team, kind of a not a great year for them. First year up in Division I after for a while. Yep. So for St. Albans, we're not sure. Is Rice a lot better? And therefore, St. Albans, that was a tough game that we would expect it to be tough for anyone. Or did St. Albans play down to the competition? We're not really sure. Tonight, I think we're going to find out a lot.
Yeah, and the Bob Whites, you got to really be excited with how they did last night, even though it was a close game, considering Rice was a team they lost to two times. Actually, Rice only had three wins, and two of their wins were actually against the Bob Whites. So coming out of win, they got to be happy with that. We don't really know where this team stands at this point going in the season. I don't think we really know where the Tigers stand either. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
And it's week two of high school football in Vermont here on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network. We'll be back more of the pregame here in a minute.
Fourth and Goal Sports opened in 1983 with the goal of being the sports shop for individual athletes and teams in Middlebury. They want to thank you, their friends, for helping them achieve their goal. For the best in sports equipment at the best price, there's only one place to go. Fourth and Goal in Middlebury. They're all about Middlebury College, too. Hats and sweatshirts for their home teams. Fourth and Goal, 68 Main Street, Middlebury. Everything for the rink, court, pool, field, and diamond.
Brown's Lift Rental and Crane Service. In business for over 40 years, Brown's has four cranes, 14 to 70 ton capacity with OSHA certified operators and riggers. 40, 60, and 80 foot man lifts. Telehandler lifts 6 to 10,000 pound capacity with or without operator. Two new mini excavators, 6 and 12,000 pounds have been added to the fleet.
Give my Papa Craigie and his breakthrough a call. Brown's Lift Rental and Crane Service.
453-3351. That's 453-3351.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
Hi, this is Adam at Broughton's Big Country Hardware in Bridport. With the biggest selection of Cub Cadet power equipment in the area, at Broughton's we carry the Cub Cadet models they won't show you at the big box store. Cub Cadet tractors, Cub Cadet zero turn, snow throwers. The Cub Cadet deals are on. Late season discounts, early bird specials, and with a parts, service, and warranty team, deal with the experts. Cub Cadet headquarters, hardware with a twist. Broughton's Big Country Hardware. It's the best time to buy a Cub Cadet. It's time to cut a deal at Broughton's, Route 22A, Bridport.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And it's Bjarke Sears back with Alex Sinescu here on 92.1 WVTK for the second week of high school football. And as we look out here, the Tigers have taken the field. They're doing some stretching, a variety of different things going on out there as the shadows get a little longer here in the College Pearly Sports Complex here in St. Albans, Vermont. The Bob Whites have left the field, getting some last-minute discussions from their coaches, and see what's, get themselves going. Come out here for the Bob Whites, certainly playing against Middlebury is probably an exciting thing for them. Go see how you're going to do. You haven't played Rice. We don't know how Rice is. Middlebury, you always know they're tough. But for you, thinking about from a coach's perspective, what kind of things are you telling the guys this week?
Well, I would just tell them this is a measuring stick today. You get to see how you do against a team that's been on top of the division for a while and really get to see where you stand after that win you're coming off. So I just tell them go out there, play hard, stick to the game plan, and hopefully you can come out with a win.
And, you know, for Middlebury, it's a very, very different game than it was last week. Last week, they're going up against a team that does what they don't do. I mean, we saw not a ton of running from Mount Anthony. We saw when they did run, it came from a jet sweep from a quarterback keep. For Middlebury tonight, when they go against St. Albans, teams that will look very similar to each other. For you, it'll be interesting to see you watch this game as you kind of keep adjusting to Middlebury football. And, it's going to be, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Last week, St. Albans only threw the ball one time. It was a touchdown, but they only threw it once. Middlebury didn't throw it a ton of times. They do have a couple nice things that you can throw it out to Coffin, they throw it out to some of the other running backs, and certainly Doug DiLorenzo. But not a huge running team on either side. The clock's going to move quickly. The score, who knows what it's going to be as we get into the game. And so tonight there are some other games around the league and things that people should be paying attention to. Certainly, I think a couple big games that people will be looking for tonight and kind of see what happens. Certainly Rice at Burlington. Some people know Burlington is kind of a rising team and getting better and better. Hartford and Colchester, it could be interesting to see how dominant Hartford is. Last week they really took care of business, beating Brattleboro by a score of 41-3. And that was a little bit of a surprising game, that Brattleboro-Hartford score. All week, we kept talking about Brattleboro and Hartford.
Yeah, they really have been at the talk of the league coming in this season. My eyes are right there on Rutland as well against Concord. It's really going to be interesting to see how the reigning champions kind of go in the beginning of this season if they're coming back strong.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we so just to mention is something about around the league. Brattleboro last week we talked about. I was talking up, checked Jaquite, everything else. I got home, I turned on got on my computer and looked at Alex Abrami's Twitter feed, I think, or one of the guys from the Free Press. And I looked and I saw that Brattleboro would be beaten by a score 41-3 by Hartford. Yeah. And I said, boy, did we give the people something wrong? Well, it turned out that both the quarterback and Check Jaquite, the really amazing all state running back for Brattleboro, had been out for that game, and rumors flew for me all week what had happened. I read today that he is supposed to play tonight and certainly will be back next week against the Tigers. So for those who are kind of looking forward to that game, that's something to be excited about.
So what did you hear specifically on those rumors?
Was it
issues within the locker room, or was it not injuries? It clearly wasn't injuries.
No, it wasn't injuries. I mean, the tough thing is with high schoolers, there's things, on the air talking about young people. So yep. I'm not quite sure what those things were. My impression is they weren't injuries. Whether they were academic, whether they were disciplinary, I really don't know.
Yeah.
Beyond that, it's certainly so. Some other interesting games: Burton and Fairhaven. For our local folks who like to pay attention, those are two very quality programs. As you get farther down south in the state, so that's gonna be interesting. And Mount Abraham tonight. And Mount Abraham is just a little bit up the road in Middlebury. A lot of cousins at each school, a lot of relationships, things like that. Mount Abraham will be playing their first game under the lights this weekend. First game ever. I imagine they got some trucked in kind of temporary lights. So big excitement there for the Eagles. So a lot of different interesting things for people to keep track of. A lot of interesting things for people to focus on a little bit later, and as they go throughout the weekend here, what's happening in Vermont high school football. And we're going to step aside for a moment here. We'll be right back and get some starting lineups from Alex on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Mike and Sarah McGrath from Mike's Auto and Towing.
Hey, Sarah, can you believe we've been in business 30 years?
Yeah, somebody's getting old around here.
Any ideas on what we can do to celebrate?
How about $30 off fluid film undercoating and $30 off $300 or more and $300 off any used car on our lot?
Wow, sounds great. And you don't need a stamp, a coupon, or an email from Hillary Clinton. All you have to do is mention you heard this ad.
So call, click, or drive to Mike's Auto in Middlebury or New Haven between September 7th and the 14th. And remember, if we can't fix it,
it ain't broke.
Nadu's Play School South in Ferrisburg is dedicated to helping children learn and grow while providing excellent care. Now accepting enrollment applications for preschool 3 to 5 years old for September. Call 539-2107 or visit nadusplayschool.com.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
McIntyre Services in Middlebury has been serving Addison County residents for over 70 years, and the season is changing, and it's time now to think about heating oil. McIntyre Services has the fuel to keep you warm and burner service to keep that furnace running efficiently all winter long. McIntyre Services is also your local Sunoco dealer, and you can save big with the Sunoco Rewards Card. How does 5 cents off every single gallon at the pump sound? Start saving money now at their two locations, Exchange Street Middlebury and on Court Street Middlebury. McIntyre Services of Middlebury, making friends warm for over 70 years.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And as the shadows start to get longer here at Collins Pearly, we're ticking down to the game. The noise you can hear in the background is the BFA St. Albans Bobwhites hitting the field in their green and yellow. Tigers on the far side wearing their white jerseys. And as we get set for the game here, we're going to have a rundown of the starters here from Alex.
All right, for the Bobwhites starters, we got Dawson Grattan at wide receiver. The quarterback, Hunter LaRoe. Running back, Xavier Pigeon. Tight end, Connor Callaway. Fullback Nate Parody, and number 31, Noah LaRoe at the other wideout. For the O-line, we got number 52, Brody Pigeon, number 53, Austin LeClaire, number 54, Tucker Gaudet, 58, Caleb Phelps, and 67, Nicholas Millward. And for the defensive side on the Tigers, we have Marty Nemo, the senior, number 89, defensive tackle Maverick Payne, nose guard Tyler Holt, defensive tackle Jero Pereira, defensive end Doug Lorenzo, corner Simon Fisher, safety Andrew Gleason, the other safety Lane Cedric, corner Cody Pomain, and the linebackers Spencer Carpenter and Trey Kaufman.
So yeah, so a couple things. So it'll be Tyler Hutt playing nose guard and Cody Pominville playing corner. So certainly some good work there by those guys. Cody had a pretty good week last week and even got into running back there, a variety of things. So certainly an exciting night for these guys. The Bobwhites are now out there in the circle getting kind of ready here and coming together to do a little cheer. They've got to be psyched. They've got to be excited for a tough, hard-nosed football team like BFA always likes to be, to go up against another hard-nosed football team like Middlebury. For these guys, they really kind of get into that. It's something they enjoy. I think sometimes you can get thrown off by playing the spread offenses, all those sorts of things. Kind of exciting to go up against somebody who looks a little like you.
Yeah, it is. You're going to see kind of a ground-and-pound game from both sides of the ball. Like you said, the clock is going to be moving fast. And, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see two teams that kind of a similar mindset, going to be running similar formations, go out of here.
And the stands are starting to fill up on a beautiful night here. And, yeah, there you go. Starting to fill up. Look like we're getting ready here to get going here. Lights are on. Starting to get a little cooler. About a few minutes left to tick off here for the second week of Middlebury Tiger football. And so for the Tigers, a couple of the standouts last week, certainly Andrew Gleason. He threw for touchdown, and he ran for one, a really nice 22-yard run-in. Doug DiLorenzo had a great week. He had a safety, caught a touchdown, did a lot of things. Our player of the game last week, our J.P. Carrera player of the game, was Trey Kaufman, who not only did some excellent work from the running back position, but also did a great job actually in consecutive drives, had an interception, and then also picked up a fumble recovery. And I really thought at that point during the game that it was actually, you know, that was what swung it, and all of a sudden the kind of things busted up for the Patriots.
Yeah, no, they really busted off after that point. Early on, it was kind of going either way, and even the quarterback was able to get, O'Neal was able to get a lot of things going for them. But yeah, like you said, they were able to get it, get the offense going, and it really caused a lot of problems for them.
And you know, one of the funny things, and one of the things that we saw last weekend, it'll be interesting to see whether it pops up, is penalties. I mean, that just seemed like it had a really outsized role last game.
It did, and it did for both teams as well. You know, it really slowed the game down at a lot of times, and it caused definitely more problems for the Patriots. But yeah, that's going to be another effect. You get that a lot with these high school games, guys not knowing the roles, especially during these early season games.
And, you know, in terms of the penalties, you know, that's something that the Tigers usually kind of win on. Their coaches are very, you know, kind of uptight about it. But one thing I noticed, one thing I think it's a concern for the Tigers, I was even saying this to a couple of players this week, that even though there were a lot of penalties, there were a lot of times where the Patriots actually were able to overcome those.
Yeah.
You know, they'd be out, it'd be 3rd and 14, and all of a sudden they'd get a first down. For the Tigers, that's got to be a concern.
Yeah, and a lot of fourth down situations, and not just fourth down, fourth and long. A lot of big conversions, a lot of stuff given up over the middle. They got to be careful running those zones and these gaps that they're leaving in the middle of their defense.
And so we're ticking down here. We're going to come back after this for the start of the game on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hey, sports fans, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, Vermont. This season, whether you're looking to design the perfect engagement ring, searching for jewelry for that special occasion, or wanting to restore or repair any piece of jewelry, stop in at Autumn Gold to visit our talented lineup of in-house designers, goldsmiths, and service pros. We'll help you get around those bases and score a home run. Autumn Gold. The Earth's most beautiful gifts.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark. Hey, Kathleen, it's the middle of the night. Where are you going?
I'm going to the bathroom.
You should turn on a light.
Yes, dear. Oh, God, Martin, I just fell in the toilet. You left the seat up again. Ugh.
Well, I did tell you to turn a light on.
That's not the point. You left the seat up.
Are you stuck? Need me to throw you a rope?
Ugh, Martin, no, I'm not stuck.
Well, I don't see what the fuss is all about then.
Oh, really?
But hey, we have this great new item at the store. I'll bring it home for you. It's a motion-activated toilet nightlight, so you'll have plenty of light to see to put the seat down.
Great, just great. For just what you need for all your home projects and gardening needs, or to light up your toilet, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
If it's Tiger football, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And as the echoes of a beautiful Star-Spangled Banner stop echoing around Collins Pearly Sports Complex, a couple St. Albans High School students doing some really wonderful harmony there, the teams get ready to hit the field. So Middlebury Tigers coming in at 1-0 with a trouncing of the Mount Anthony Patriots last week, are going to take on BFA St. Albans, who really won a last-second squeaker. And just thinking, any thoughts on the difference of having won a close game versus non-close game for your first game of the season?
Just experience coming down the stretch of these games, knowing, I mean, we saw with BFA the other night where they were able to squeak it out in the end and kind of having that confidence that when you get to that point in the game, you can make a play. Last game, it got to garbage time, you know. You had a lot of guys subbing in for the Tigers that typically aren't going to get time tonight. So the experience is everything.
Yeah, it really goes a long way for the Tigers. Keep in mind, you know, this is a team that has gone to 3 state championships, winning 2 of those. They lost last year, of course, to Rutland in the championship game. But some of the players are very experienced, and some of them got a fair amount of time. Some of them are very, very new, and so they don't really have a lot of experience. In fact, even a lot of those games, even the ones who played, let's say, the championship game, don't have experience with a tight game. So as you say, for BFA, that could be an advantage tonight. BFA is going to get the ball first. The Tigers are going to kick away the way they like it, certainly. And Doug DiLorenzo setting the ball down here, getting ready to kick off and get this game going. BFA will be going from right to left on your radio dial. The Tigers will be going from left to right. And that is not Doug that's starting out as the kicker, actually. That is Jacob Bachermann, a young German exchange student. Great guy. And the kick is up. It's coming down, and it's taken by the Backman first hit all, but he's coming up the middle, finds a little bit of a hole, gets across to about the 34-yard line, and that's where the Bob Whites will pick it up on their first drive tonight.
Let's see if the Bob Whites can get something going here to start it off. You know, they haven't had a good season since 2012 when they went 9-2, and if they can get it to a good start here and win this game, that would be huge for this team.
So the Bob Whites, unlike a lot of the state, do tend to use a huddle a little more often than other teams do, so they do. In case they come in a very tight set, looks fairly similar to what the Tigers do, except they have one fullback back. Now they are in the very similar to the Tigers' double wing setup. And quarterback's under center. He turns and hands it off right up the middle, and grinding through a couple of men for a gain of about 5 yards. That is going to be last week's hero, number 34, Logan Bushy. He was not actually the final score of the game, but that was Logan Bushy with his first carry of the game, a 5-yard gain. And now talking it over again. They're coming up. It is second and 5 here for the Bob Whites. Coming up in that tight formation again is number 12, Hunter LaRoe, calling it out. LaRoe's under center. He's looking around. He's got a man in motion behind him. He turns and hands it off to him. Trying to find a corner. Is able to find it. Able to get up to the first down before being taken down by Spencer Carpenter.
And right off the bat, they're going to that ground game, trying to really pound away and see if they can maybe bust it through this line.
That was about a 7-yard gain for Noah Rulo. So certainly for the Tigers, not necessarily what you want to see right off the bat, a team that prides itself on being stiff in the interior part of the line there and allowing people to get outside. Often they try to get pressure to get those running backs to stop. And right now for St. Albans, that's certainly what you wanted to see. And here we are. It is Hunter LaRoe under center again, calling it out. Three running backs. And LaRoe hands it off to the big fullback, plows forward. Another excellent game. Gained 7 yards.
Yeah, they're picking up these little gains, big to middle gains right off the bat. They've got a few of them.
Logan Bushy with another 7-yard run here.
Tigers football is brought to you by Mike's Auto and Towing for all your car needs and more. See them online at mikesautomidd.com. That's mikesautomidd.com.
It's second down and 5. 10:26 left to go in the first quarter. Score 0-0 between the Tigers and the Bob Whites. Ball is sitting on the Tigers, 48. And LaRoe under center, he turns, and he hands it off again to the fullback, plowing forward. That won't be a first down. He's going to be about 2 yards shy. Nothing really fancy about that run.
Yeah, and I think we're going to see the Bob Whites just keep going back to this until the Tigers prove that they can stop it.
Yeah, really nothing, not a lot of wiggle. Just kind of hammered up to see what you're going to get, as it's going to be third down and about one. Ball on the 45 of the Tigers. And here they come up to the line. It's going to be LaRoe under center. He's got one man. He's moving around in the backfield. Again, really a two tight end, one running back set as much as anything else for LaRoe. LaRoe's under center. He turns and hands it off again, plowing forward. We're going to see. What do you think? First down?
Yeah, it looks like he picked it up there with ease, kind of just getting his momentum going forward, keeping his feet under him, and he picked that one up.
And that's been all five of the initial plays of the game for St. Albans have been runs, four of them by Logan Bushy. He's carrying the ball early and often here tonight for the Bob Whites. And they move quickly. They do get into the huddle, but then they move very, very quickly back to the line here, clearly trying to wear down the Tigers a little bit. It's LaRoe under center, Bushy behind him. He's got a man moving. This time he hands it off to running back coming from the right to the left. Not much ground there as he goes over to the right side of the line between the guard and the tackle. Maybe a 1 or 2 yard gain for Xavier Pigeon.
Yeah, and coming out of these quick huddles, it really keeps the defense on its toes and really doesn't give them time to catch a breath or really rest up. They're just back to the line over and over again.
And just to kind of get hit, again, this is something Middlebury's kind of used to, but they certainly didn't see this last week. I mean, we've seen almost as many runs, certainly planned, designed runs, so far in this game in the first couple minutes as we saw all last week against the Patriots. And they come up to the ride. LaRoe under center looking back. He's got his man Logan Bushy behind him. And LaRoe calls it out. He turns, and he takes it himself. He runs off to the left side. He's got DiLorenzo pressuring him behind, but looks downfield. Had a man open, but Andrew Gleason able to come over and swat it away. Nice recovery there by Gleason.
Yeah, great D by Gleason there. Considering there was no one over the top, he had to make a play on that ball.
And really, he had a man. The man was behind him. The ball kind of came out a little bit of a duck there, and he was able to get to it.
Tigers football is brought to you by Foster's Motors, home of the We Care People, Route 7 in Middlebury.
And the ball is going to be 3rd and 9 for the Bob Whites, set up on the Tigers 40. 8:24 left to go in the first quarter. Score 0-0, Tigers and Bob Whites. Leroux calls it out. He's got a few men in close to him. One tight end split left, two running backs, and a fullback in a wing T set. There's the movement of one of the running backs from right to left, and it looks like a false start there, most likely, on the Bob Whites as the Hankies fly. Yeah, first penalty of the night.
Yeah, and I'm surprised it didn't come earlier, honestly. I'm sure we're going to see a few more of them tonight.
And that was Austin Hotchkiss moving from right to left there as he went. You know, it's interesting so far. Last week, the major contributor was Nate Parody. I don't see him on the list here tonight. I was a little surprised we keep calling the name of Logan Bushy and the others. Looks like they're missing their major contributor in terms of touchdowns. Oh, no, Nate Parody, number 28. He hasn't touched the ball yet tonight.
There we go.
There he is. He looks like he's in, though. Maybe that's 20. All right, it is Leroux under center. He's got movement from his right to left from the running back, and he turns, hands it off up the middle to the fullback, plowing forward for a few more yards. Doesn't look like that's going to be a first down. After the third down, they're going to have to decide what to do here with the ball on the 34 of the Tigers. Fourth and a long two here for the Bob Whites. And it looks like they don't have much of a decision to make.
Yeah, with the offense staying on the field, it looks like they're going to go for it. My bet's they're going to do another run up the middle.
One thing we talked about was how this kind of running offense turns away time. 7:53 left to go in the first quarter. We're about halfway through the yards you would need to finish a drive here. Time's ticking away. 0-0, Tigers and Bob Whites. Leroux is calling out, moving his guys around. Leroux looks to be in charge out there of the Bob White offense. He's under center. He turns, hands it off up the middle. Let's see if they picked it up. Looks like the line judge says they will. We'll see here in a second.
Yeah, close play there, and the Tigers sit up heavy on that right side, so they were able to contest it, and this is going to be a close call with the spot on the field.
Looks like they're going to call for an official's measurement here.
Tigers football is brought to you by Mike's Fuel for all your home, business, and agricultural needs, Route 22A in Bridport.
So a couple other things we mentioned tonight, a couple other of the games, just a couple of results from last week people might be interested in, as St. Albans sounds like did pick up the first, oh no, it looks like they didn't, according to the people who were clapping, Tigers fans clapping. It is going to be Tigers football, 1st and 10, as they take over downs right about the 33-yard line of the Tigers. So certainly a nice hold there by the Tigers defense.
Yeah, you know what? I'm seeing a good little bit of orange in this crowd. It's nice to see a bunch of people who made the drive out here to support their team, maybe their children, and see how they can play tonight.
And it's Gleason under center with Kaufman in motion. He hits it off. Spencer Carpenter slamming up the right side, bounces out away from the center in between the guard, and picks up about 3 or 4 yards there on that run. So the Tigers, you'd have to think they're going to kind of come out and do what St. Albans tried to do to them. Play your game. They do throw a little more BFA. We saw some success throwing to a few people last week, so we'll see what happens. Gleason under center. He turns and hands it off to Carpenter again. Makes a nice hole on the right side. Actually runs into his own man, Beattie, as he comes around the tackle, which kind of knocks him down. Could have been a lot longer gain. A gain of about 6 there for Carpenter. Nice start for him. Tigers going to be about 3rd and 1 on the Tigers' 41-yard line with 6:50 left to go in the first quarter. Middlebury Tigers 0, BFA Bob Whites 0. And Gleason's up. He's got all his men on the line except for the running backs in the wing T position. Kaufman moving from left to right, coming around behind Carpenter. And Gleason hands it off to Beattie, who came around the other way. He just gets stopped and absolutely leveled at the 40. That's not going to be a first down.
Absolutely leveled. He had no blocks coming in there up the middle, and it showed.
I think he might have lost one even on that one. And a little bit of miscommunication, I have to think, on the Tigers so far here, as it's 4th and 2, and they are going to punt away pretty quickly. DiLorenzo's in there to do the punting. They've got one man back for St. Albans. Look like they're going to bring a lot of pressure on this punt. And it's high for DiLorenzo. He's tall. He can handle it. He gets it up. It looks like it's a little tipped. As he lets it go, it bounces at around the 40, but then the man touches it. One of the St. Albans players touched it, and we're going to see who comes out of the scrum. It's at the St. Albans side of the field, laying about the 40.
It appeared the Tigers fell on it right there, too. Yes, it did. Yeah, they're right closer. They're going to have the ball around the 35.
Boy, you know, sometimes things just come to you. They sure did there. Nice play by the Bob Whites, but it came to naught for them. And sure enough, the Tigers, what a great offensive play for them. And here they go. They're calling it over the sideline. Gleason's getting the call in. Tigers do not use a huddle. They get the messages in from the sideline from their coaches. And Gleason coming under center. He's got two tight ends standing. He's got three running backs. Beatty's in motion before the snap from right to left. And he goes back. It's a hand to Carpenter right up the middle. Tries to plow right up the center. Not much doing there. 2 yard gain for Spencer Carpenter.
Tigers football is brought to you by Vermont's Field Sports for all your sport and hunting needs with a great selection of new and used guns. Route 7 in Middlebury.
Second and 9 from the BFA 40 here. See if the Tigers can take advantage of that special team snafu by the St. Albans Bob Whites. And two tight ends up for the Tigers. Same set as last time. Three running backs. Beatty in motion. Gleason rolling to the right side, left side, looking up the field, decides to keep it himself. Comes across the line of scrimmage, gains about 2 yards, and gets absolutely hammered by a defensive player. I think that was number 81, Cam Dunsmore.
Yeah, and it looks like they're going to have to switch it up in some way because they haven't found any success with the run game up until this point.
And, you know, we talk about, and you talked about this last week, I thought very well, that it's very hard to move a right-handed quarterback rolling left and expect them to make a pass down the field. The Tigers do that occasionally. It often works. But right there, it looked like Andrew really had very few options as he got going. Andrew's under center. He's got Kaufman moving from the left to the right as he drops back, and he hands it up to Carpenter, finding a huge hole on the right side, leaves everyone behind as he gets over towards the sideline. Find a one-man solo tackle down at about the 10-yard line. That was a gain of 30 yards.
Yeah, he really kicked it in high gear there, and he almost broke away with a two with a stiff arm on the outside, barely able to take him down.
So far, Spencer Carpenter really carrying the roster. Tigers looked very similar in a way to the way that Logan Bushy's been carrying it for the Bob Whites. And the Tigers have to love this. First and 10 from the 11. They can get a first down without scoring a touchdown. Tigers with three running backs. Gleason hands it off to Carpenter again. Bounces off his own man behind the line of scrimmage, but able to plow forward again for a gain of about two.
Yeah, and I think we're going to see a lot of Spencer Carpenter tonight, noticing that the fullback is getting a lot of the carries here early. It looks like they want that ground and pound game.
And, you know, they'll probably keep grinding it, try to suck that defense in. And then at some point, you try to use DiLorenzo, some of those other options, get him out into space, have him throw a little. It's Gleason under center with three running backs. He pops out. He hands it off to Carpenter again. Why not? And he's met by a whole gang of Bob Whites as they get into him there, led by number 23, Jordan Dussault.
Tigers football is brought to you by the Johnson A. Lumber Company of Bristol, Sustainable Timber Harvesting, and SFI Certified.
And a decent little gain there of a couple yards for Carpenter. And they're set up now. It is 3rd and 4 from the 6. 3:33 left to go in the first quarter. 0-0. Tigers trying to put some points on the board. Gleason goes back. He flips it out to Beatty coming across from the right to the left. And again, really gets stopped after a gain of one. These Bob Whites are hitting hard.
Yeah, this Bob White's defense has looked really impressive, specifically on the outside. The second they get out in that flat, it looks like there's always 2, 3, maybe even 4 guys there to meet them.
And so the Tigers' interesting decision make here. It is 4th down, 4 to go, ball only on the 6. You've been kind of lit up at the line of scrimmage or thereafter for the last couple plays. Looks like they're going to go for it on 4th and 4. And they've got Gleason under center. They got three receivers off to the left, one man, Carpenter, in the backfield. And they roll back. They look over to the right side to DiLorenzo. A little too high from Gleason to DiLorenzo. And for the Tigers, a good drive comes to nothing there.
Yeah, great play design there, but he just didn't make the throw.
Yeah, got a little high. Doug DiLorenzo is very tall. He's about 6'3", and it was just a little high and behind him. And, you know, one thing, if you're running that much, quarterback doesn't really have a great chance to gain, establish much of a rhythm in terms of throwing, and then you're asking him to put in a tight spot where he's trying to either score a touchdown or give the ball over. A little bit hard there. Senior quarterback, he's pretty used to the game, but that's still a tough spot.
When you're running those run-prevent defenses, too, you're going to have a lot of pressure on the quarterback, so there's not really too much time to assess what you're seeing downfield, and I think we saw it there.
And Leroux comes up to the line, hands it back to his big fullback again. He's plowing through the line. There's about 6 Tigers trying to take him down, but pretty strong work there by the running back, Logan Bushy, to stay on his feet and gain a few more yards. That was a gain of about 5 on 1st down. They are going to have 2nd and 5 from the 10. They do come back to the line of scrimmage. They run right up to the line of scrimmage, especially the center. He's very excited. He's ready to go. All right, LaRose under center. He's got one running back. He's got a wide receiver off to his left, a wide receiver off to his right. He's got two running backs, actually. He turns and hands it off. And a man coming up the middle, bouncing between tacklers again. A big gang tackle at about the 11-yard line. Maybe a run of about one for the running back. We'll get a number off who that was. And we give that to Griffin Knapp. It's going to be third and two here for the Bob Whites. If they say third and two, it actually looks a little bit longer than that. As I'm seeing about maybe a third and four or something. So you have to do something creative. They got Leroux under center. They've got two running backs. One wide receiver over to the left. One tight end on the right. Leroux turns and looks. Keeps it himself running off to the left side. Will he be able to make the corner? He does. Picks it up. Goes out of bounds at the 22-yard line. Useful little pickup there. About a 7-yard, about a 9-yard scamper for quarterback Hunter Leroux.
Yeah, nice to see the Bob White switching it up there a little bit, trying to get to the outside and make something happen where typically they've been going up the middle all night.
And they were really able to get that left side and really get some space there. Nice job setting the corner by the left side of the Bob White's offensive line. They're doing a nice job tonight. Leroux comes up. A little different set than we saw in the first drive. Still two wide receivers and two running backs. And he hands it off this time. Big hole up the middle there for the Bob Whites. Eventually got knocked backwards. But as he plowed forward, nice little gain for the running back.
Yeah, and if you can keep getting that, keep going to it. You know, it's a really safe way to play ground and pound.
And about a 5-yard gain there on that one.
Tigers football is brought to you by Monument Farms of Weybridge for local fresh milk and all their farm and their farm to your local store.
And that was Logan. Logan, it sounds like you're pronouncing Boucher here. All right, it's a handoff this time to Eros Bulisuito. They're getting a lot of people involved here in the game. He goes for a few yards, gets about 3 yards or so. This is the sixth player to touch the ball so far tonight for St. Albans.
You know, so different from what we saw the other night with a bunch of scores happening early on. We've had about two possessions for each team, starting the third right here, and we're almost done with this quarter. We got 18 seconds left here.
And that score at this point is 0-0. St. Albans is going to try to get one more play in before we get to the end of the first quarter. And it's turned, and it is Bulisuito going up the middle. And he does get a first down. So when we come back for the second quarter, it's going to be the St. Albans Bob Whites moving their way down the field. The score is 0-0 at the end of one. Oh, looks like that. Yes, it's going to count down 0-0 at the end of one. You're listening to High School Football, 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
It's the Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance Event, now at Della Motorsports. Customer incentives include $2,000 rebates on Polaris Ranger XP900 and $1,000 rebates on the Polaris Sportsman 570, their most popular model, with financing as low as 2.99 for 36 months. The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance Event at Della Motorsports. 7 Della Drive, Plattsburgh, DellaMotorsports.net.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And it's starting to cool down as the Bob Whites and the Tigers take the field for the second quarter here in Week 2 action on 92.1 WVTK. The score right now after one is 0-0, neither team having been able to score. And really, Alex, it has not been a startling offensive night for either one so far, with St. Albans has a total of 52 yards on 13 carries, no passes completed. It comes out to an average of 4 yards per attempt, and Middlebury has had 9 plays for 50 yards, so neither one busting out. But Leroux is going to look to change that. He turns it out to his running back. Looked like it might be an option, but he kept it himself and lost about 5 yards. 5-yard loss for Griffin Knapp.
Yeah, and you know, you'd love to see Bellafield change it up here a little bit. Maybe go to the air a tiny bit or throw it to the outside. Just try and get something going downfield and kind of spark it. Just be spontaneous with their play calling here.
And so St. Albans looking over. It's going to be second and 15. The ball's at about the 30. So they had been moving along, and they have been. But that certainly that five-yard loss set them back. You can see the difference between the teams, between them and the Patriots, though. BFA a lot like Middlebury, pretty seasoned. Pretty, you know, they tend not to make many mistakes. Leroux under center. He's got two wide receivers, two running backs. He's calling it out. He turns. He hands it out. He runs it himself, going out the right side. He's looking downfield for somebody. He's just going to throw it away. And we'll see. Doesn't look like he got it out of bounds. Okay. And he just had to throw it away as the Tigers provided pressure. It's going to be third and 15 for the Bob Whites here. What had started as a promising drive is looking less promising now.
Yeah, De Lorenzo busted right in off that right side and was coming at him hard. He was, yeah, like you said, barely able to get that ball away.
And Doug did a great job last week. Certainly Trey Kaufman, the J.P. Carrera player of the game, credited Doug with a lot of the fumble recovery he had. He said Doug had come in and terrorized the guy. And also, Doug did recover a safety last week. So certainly somebody from that defensive end position who can wreak a lot of havoc. And it's Leroux under center. He's got a wide receiver moving from right to left to right, but he hands it off to the fullback up the middle. It is Griffin Knapp running up for a gain of just a couple, clearly just content to gain a couple yards and then punt it away here on what was a fourth down run.
All right, Tigers football is brought to you by McIntyre Services of Middlebury on Court Street and Exchange Street in Middlebury. Keep friends warm for over 70 years.
And so on this... And so now we got ready for the punt here. And it's up, and it's a nice-looking punt, actually. It's going down. Andrew Gleason looks like he's going to field it around the 25. He bobbles it. Luckily, Cody Pominville is able to come in and scoop it up, and he picks it up at about the 20. That's where the Tigers are going to take over here for their second drive of the night. Right now, 10:24 left to go in the second quarter. It's Middlebury Tigers 0, St. Albans Bob White 0. What do you think? Stick with what you're doing. Mix it up. What do you think from the Tigers here?
You know, the Tigers, they had a pretty good drive together there. I think, I think they played pretty well, but I don't know. I would like to see them switch it up. I'm always all about seeing a variety of plays. Anytime you're predictable, a defense knows where to have guys in what position, so unpredictability is key.
And it's Gleason under center. He has Beattie moving from right to left, and he hands it off to Carver. Oh, he keeps it himself. He busts it over to the left side. A huge hole on the left side. Nobody even with him. He's got one man out at about the 45. He went, it was about a 25-yard gain right at the end of the run. They gave a penalty. We're going to see what happens here, see if it comes back against the Tigers. If not, it was a great run by Andrew Gleason. Great job for the left side of the line.
Yeah, it looks like they might be bringing this one back on holding.
Yeah, sometimes it's a tremendous blocking. Sometimes it's somebody just got held up and was able to make that hole for you. And in this case, it wasn't even really a hole. He just got to the outside faster than anyone else did and was able to run upfield.
Yeah, a definite momentum breaker for the Tigers right there. They were going inside, and then he pulled the option and busted it out. So it's sad to see that one get brought back.
Tigers football 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your local True Value hardware store. And the Tigers are looking over, getting the message in from the sidelines. They have Gleason under center. They have three running backs. It's going to be Kaufman, Beattie, and Carpenter. They have Doug DiLorenzo playing that tight end position. And they also have Marty Nemo in a tight end position right now. All right, Gleason calling it out. He's got Beattie moving from right to left. He hands it off to Beattie. He tries to get back up the middle and immediately stuffed by a gang of Bob Whites, including number 58, Caleb Phelps. Nice job there by the Bob Whites.
If you were part of the Tigers coaching staff, what would you say to do here with it being so ineffective with the run style they're going with?
Believe it or not, I would say, given the fact that this is your type of game and it's 0-0, and I think actually for a little while you keep churning a little bit and see what you get. Two tight ends standing up this time, Gleason under center. He takes it, hands it off up the middle, Carpenter plowing forward for a couple yards. That's not going to do it for a first down. It's going to be third and about 8 for the Tigers.
Pretty similar to the game against Middlebury the other year when Middlebury won 20-7. Pretty low-scoring game. When you have these two styles going like this against each other, it's typical to see low-scoring games like that.
And the Tigers, it's going to be third down and 7, 9:20 left to go on the second quarter clock. Score still 0-0. Certainly unusual territory for the high-scoring Tigers to be in this position in the second quarter. And Gleason comes back. He looks to throw. He's holding on to it. He's got a man in his face. He kind of chucks it up. We'll see if DiLorenzo can come down with it. He cannot. At about the 50, the ball was in the air for about 25, 30 yards. Doug had one man to go over, just was not able to bring it in for the Tigers. This is going to bring up fourth down.
Yeah, even though they didn't make that one, I like the call. I like them telling them, hey, we got a deep threat. You guys better play us back there. We're going to pull something on you.
And so right now the man is back to receive it. This is going to be Griffin Knapp, I believe. Yes, we'll be getting ready to take the ball for the Bob Whites. DiLorenzo is going to be punting it away to him. And Knapp is waiting at about the 40 of the Bob Whites, waiting for the ball. It's to DiLorenzo. He fields it cleanly, gets it up, and it looks like it's got a fair catch called for by Knapp. And that's where they're going to take it over at about the 42-yard line as they come back out for their third offensive series of the game.
Tigers football is brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury with locations in Middlebury, Vergennes, Brandon, Bristol, and Hinesburg. Online at nbmbt.com.
And you're listening to Middlebury Tiger football, 92.1 WVTK Port Henry and the One Credit Union Radio Network. With 8:56 left to go in the second quarter, it is Tigers 0 and the Bob Whites 0. Bob Whites coming back up to the line. Last drive, they were moving it pretty effectively until they bogged down. They're near midfield this time at about the 44. See if they can do what they can do here. Leroux this time has his running backs in an I formation. And he turns and hands off in a big hole up the middle there. Run through by Xavier Pigeon. Decent gain there of about 5 yards on that first down run. About a 4 yard gain there for Pigeon. Certainly nice job. It was actually interesting. I thought they kind of blew up. I thought St. Albans blew up the Tigers' defensive line. There was a big hole there. But to the Tigers' credit, to the linebackers' credit, they were able to then come in and kind of close that hole up and clean it up quite a bit. Leroux is under center. He's got two running backs in an I formation, one out wide to the left. Another big hole, and the running back just barrels through. And I'm not talking about juking because there's no juking involved. Xavier Pigeon just took the ball, kind of had a hole, and just ran through it until the linebackers met him.
Yeah, throughout this game, you know, we haven't seen much juking at all, really. Guys are just going after their holes and just trying to hit them, sticking to the play call.
It looks like the officials are going to measure it here from where I'm standing. It's going to be awful close. I don't want to put my lunch money on the line for this one here. I think it's a little shy, but I could be completely wrong. So this is great, St. Albans. They tend to come out of the huddle very, very quickly. They, of course, are talking to each other in the huddle, so they turn ready to sprint up the way they do, and they kind of turn. They went, whoa, the officials are standing there with the chains. And it was a little bit shy. So it's going to be third down here and a very short run, maybe a yard or so.
Yeah, with all these short runs, you can expect to see the chain gang on the field a lot tonight.
And they are in Tiger territory. It is going to be third down and about one from the 47 of the Tigers. So St. Albans has been able to flip it over to this side of the field. Certainly in this kind of game, field position makes a big difference when nobody scored a point with 8:11 left to go in the second quarter. It's Leroux under center with his I formation running backs, and they hand it off, and another nice big gaping hole. That was a pickup of about 9 yards or so, right up the middle again. This time it was Griffin Knapp carrying the ball for the Bob Whites.
Yeah, good damage control there by the Tigers, though, with their last line of defense being able to grab him. He might have taken that one to the house.
Yeah, it always scares me when you start calling out the safety's names. You start saying names like Gleason and Lane Sheldrick and things like that. Those aren't the people that you necessarily want to be making those tackles as the running back comes right up the middle. I have to say this I formation so far since they've gone to it, they're putting either one receiver out as they do right now, one receiver on the right side, or none as they did on the last play. This I formation with a big fullback working well for the Bob Whites. And it's Leroux back, handing it off again. Another nice hole there. Nice gain, and he's stumbling and bubbling over to the right side off the tackle, and it's a 6 yard gain for number 20, Xavier Pigeon. They are rolling right now. And it's 7:19 left to go in the second quarter. It is 0-0, Tigers and St. Albans. Nobody's put any points on the board right now, but with a second and about four from the Tigers 35, Bob Whites are starting to think about putting something on there. Laureau comes up under center. He's got his men in the I formation. Nobody split out wide. He's got tight ends all over the place. He calls out for it. He hands it off again. Why not plow through the middle? Why not pick up a first down if you're the St. Albans Bob Whites? Gain of about six there for the rugged running back, starting to put his impact on the game, number 20, Xavier Pigeon.
Yeah, you got to expect the Bob Whites to keep playing safe here, considering they're approaching field goal range. And, you know, any points might be the difference in this game. We could see a 3-0 game. It's possible with the style this game is being played.
Xavier Pigeon has taken off last three runs of 6 yards apiece. You start stringing those together, looks like more and more they're going to keep relying on him. And we've seen six different players run it for the Bob Whites. Right now, Pigeon's carrying the load in this I formation. Laureau comes up to the line. No wide receivers. Tigers got several linebackers waiting for him. And this time, why not run him again? And goodness gracious, I'd say, what, another six-yard gain?
Yep, lowering his head, just trusting that the hole's going to be there, keeping the feet moving, and he's picking them up.
And Middlebury Tigers football.
Middlebury's Tigers football is brought to you by Lamberg Insurance for all the lines of insurance, Washington Street in Middlebury.
LaBerge Insurance. We thank them. All right. LaBerge is a name we've heard many times over the years here. Different players, different things. LaBerge, an important name in Addison County. And the Tigers, the Bob Whites come up to the line. Laureau calling it out, marking where his pressure is going to be coming from in the I formation, just handing it off again. But this time the ball is put on the ground. It looks like it's going to be covered by the Bob Whites, though, when it's all said and done. It was a nice hole there for Xavier Pigeon to go up the middle, just wide open. It did pop out. A Tiger got his hand in it. Bob Whites do have the ball. It's going to be first down for them. About an 8 yard gain there for Xavier Pigeon. He's been absolutely going crazy here. Over his last five runs, he's had 32 yards. When you're averaging six plus yards a carry, you can't fault that. And the Tigers, usually a stout defense, have to be a little winded right now.
And how do you think this Bob White's team compares to what you saw the previous season?
Certainly, you know, this is a strong, strong running team. This reminds me of Bob White's teams that Tigers fans might be familiar with maybe about 5 years ago or so. Just very physical at the point of attack. And right now, it's drop back. Laureau goes back, hands it off to the fullback, running up in between the left side of the guard and the tackle. Gaining a few yards here. Gaining about 4 yards. They're going to be set up at about the 15-yard line here as they get ready for a second down play.
Yeah, another few yard pickup there, and we've been saying that a lot tonight. It seems like the Tigers still haven't really figured out a way to stop that at the point of attack.
One of those classic things you look for is whether or not the defensive players have their hands on their hips, and they sure do for the Tigers right now. Second and nine, scoreless, 4:44 left to go in the second quarter. It's Laureau comes up under center for the Bob Whites. He's rolling out right. He's looking downfield for his man, throws it up, and it's intercepted. It's intercepted by number 21, Spencer Carpenter. There was pressure coming up in the face of the quarterback as he released it. Spencer was able to get over and pick it up. So for all that damage by the Bob Whites, it's Tigers ball on the 10.
Yeah, you know, Spencer Carpenter is really making a case for himself for player of the game so far. On the offensive side, he's had a bunch of great runs and great little pick under there, slipping underneath that throw.
That's right. Pressure there from the defensive line of the Tigers up in the face made him chuck it up there, certainly. DiLorenzo and a couple other people coming in. Nice job by Carpenter coming across and picking that off. It's Gleason under center now. He's got a long way to go, but it's Tigers football. And Andrew Gleason has it. He hands it to Carpenter. Why not reward the young man? And he runs up for a short gain, maybe about two. Not a lot of wiggle there as he plows into the defensive line.
Tigers football is brought to you by Broughton's Big Country Hardware, home of Broughton's Farm Supply, Route 22A in Bridport. BigCountryHardware.com.
So the Tigers, with 4:10 left to go in the second quarter, are still scoreless, as are the Bob Whites, 0-0. Second and eight here with the Tigers from their own 12-yard line. Gleason calling it out. He hands it off to Beattie, trying to come from the right to the left. Absolutely nothing going there. Looks like Pearson lost about 3 yards on that run.
Yeah, and it's important for the Tigers not to get frustrated here and start just hucking it or going too big with these plays. Just kind of stick to what you guys know and trust in the offense.
And time's ticking away. 3rd and 10 here for the Tigers. Certainly don't want anything crazy to happen. It's been a defensive battle, but you are back towards your end zone. You don't even want to, as you say, you know, 3-0 game potentially. You don't want to do anything that could give the other teams points. Well, the Tigers not going for a field goal come back to haunt them. Andrew Gleason rolls back. He's looking downfield. He throws it up high for his man, Pearson Beattie, going over the right side. He caught it at about the sticks on the far side. I don't think he got quite enough for the first down. That was a gain of about 9.
Yeah, big throw there. Just getting out of their own end is important right now. Make sure they don't give them the short field for them to work with getting close to this halftime marker.
So right now it is 4th and 1 for the Tigers, and they are going to punt it away. They've got DeLorenzo in. Tough spot here. Number 31, Noah Rullo, is waiting for the ball at about midfield for the Bob Whites. Certainly a chance for them to get the ball back. 3 minutes and 18 seconds left to go in the quarter. Just enough time to do something dangerous. And it's a pretty nice punt there, but exactly where Rolo's waiting. And it goes off his hands. That's the second time this has happened. Some mistake on the special teams game. And who's going to have it at midfield? Whoever it is, they'll have about 3 minutes to do something with it before halftime.
Yeah, and it looked like the referee threw a penalty right there, right behind the guy receiving the ball. So I'm curious to what that was for, considering it was so far back.
I think if there was a white flag, I think they have a tendency, when the ball is lost, saw it on the previous one there, when the ball gets lost, they will throw out the white one as a marker to kind of to let them know it's out and as a marker towards where the ball got lost. So looks like crisis was averted. Looks like it's for the Bob Whites, I should say, not for the Tigers. For the Bob Whites, they are going to take over at the 50-yard line, 1st and 10, 3:09 left to go in the second quarter. Score 0-0 here on 92.1 WVTK. And they've got Hunter Leroux under center. They've got two running backs this time in an offset set. And they're going to keep it. He is going to keep it himself. Leroux going to the right side, trying to make something happen. This time the yellow hanky does come in, as a lot of people stack him up there at the line of scrimmage. Maybe gained about 2, but I expect that the ball is going to be coming back. It is. It's going to be a hold against BFA.
Well, you know, you like to say with a short field that they might be able to get something here, but with the game they've been playing, you know, the amount of time that's up 3 minutes really isn't that much to even pick up 20 yards, let alone 50.
And certainly for the Tigers, you know that you are going to get the ball as you go into the second half. So for the Tigers here, they're just trying to hold them without anything. For St. Albans, you have an opportunity, but if you don't do anything with it, it's basically just giving it away, and then the Tigers get it back for the second half. Not a perfect opportunity for them. So certainly, looking to do something. If they're ever going to go to the air, one would have to think this drive would be the drive to do it, especially as they're pacing the ball off, and it's going to be about the 39. It is going to be a 1st and 21 for the Bob Whites from their own 39.
Tigers football on WVTK is brought to you by Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, making your buying experience a pleasant one.
And they run up to the line, do the Bob Whites. They've got Leroux under center. They've got one running back, and they've got, for the first time, two wide receivers and one tight end in that position. He comes moving back. And the ball's on the ground. The ball's on the ground. Leroux puts it down. He does get it up himself. But at this point, if you're St. Albans, you're just trying to hang on to it. And if you're the Tigers, you're trying to now get the ball back with 2:48 left to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, and one of the major issues for this Bob White's team so far has been holding onto the ball off kickoffs and sometimes on plays like we just saw there.
So right now it is going to be 2nd and 25 here for the Bob Whites. They say 25. Yeah, I'll give it 25. 2nd and 25 here, the Bob Whites with 2:27 left to go. And they come up to the line. This time Leroux is under center. He's got a wide receiver split out left. He's got two tight ends. He's got the I formation that they were so successful with before. And they have a nice looking hole up the middle. A gain of about 15 yards. It's not really going to get them that much, though, when they have so much to make up for. Actually, it was a gain of about 10 yards for number 20. It's Tim Xavier Pigeon.
Yeah, you know, if we didn't see them throw on that play, I don't know if we're ever going to see them throw on 2nd and 25 with such little amount of time. You think you want to make up these yards quick, go to something other than the run game. Fortunately, I think the Tigers defense was thinking the same thing, so he was able to bust it off for a pretty considerable game.
It may be to some degree that they want to play so conservatively, they're afraid of giving the Tigers the ball. I'm actually surprised, to be totally honest, that the Tigers have not taken a timeout here in any of these situations. One would have think with over 2 minutes left to go in the quarter, had you taken timeouts as the Tigers, you would have had a chance. And clearly, St. Albans is trying to kill the clock. They let it tick down, and now they just call a timeout. We're going to step aside very quickly here. We'll be right back on 92.1 WVTK.
Desiberay Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desiberay on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
Hi, this is Paul at Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. We carry a full line of compound bows.
And we are back. It's Leroux under center here. He's trying to make something happen with 3rd and 15 from their own 35. And just as St. Albans goes to move to try to make something happen, they get a penalty. Actually, flip that around. Give that a shot.
Tigers football is brought to you by Desiberay's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat on 1232 Exchange Street in Middlebury and a drop-off location at Linda's Apparel in Vergence.
And it's going to be 3rd and 10 here for the BFA Bob Whites with 1:34 left to go in the second quarter. 0-0, Middlebury and St. Albans. And we've got motion as the man goes in and plowing up the middle, attempting to do something, but that's going to be no go here. It was Logan Bushy getting back, or Boucher getting back in the action. Bushy, now you get to say, getting about 2 yards there. That's not really going to do a lot for them right now. It's going to be 4th and about 8 yards. 1:18 left to go on the clock, and a timeout has been called by the Tigers.
Yeah, and it's important to make to not feel like you have to make something happen here. It's not crucial that they score right now. Better to not make a play than make a big mistake that might cost you, especially in such a close game when points are clearly going to matter a lot.
And for these Tigers, you have to think, you know, we talked about experience, and, you know, I'm not sure any of them have been, you know, maybe, you know, ninth grade football, but they're not used to very Tiger varsity football having a score of 0-0 in the second quarter. Previous generations, different years. Yeah, sure. This is, as I said at the beginning of the broadcast, this is a classic BFA Middlebury game. But for the Tigers, it's probably a little bit making their head spin and go, what is this? A little bit tight for them. So it is going to be 4th and about 8 for the Bob Whites. They're coming. They are going to punt away. We've got Gleason and Pominville waiting for it at about the 8-yard line of the Tigers. If you're Bob Whites, you don't want any disasters here. If you're the Tigers, you want to get some pressure. And it's a nice punt. It's going up. It's going to bounce. Pominville's going to take it at about the 4. He's going to fake it to Gleason, but keep him to himself. Run over to the right side. He gets to the 10, plows forward to about the 14. The Tigers are going to take it over. They're going to have one chance to do something here before the end of the half with 1:04 left to go in the second quarter. Middlebury 0, Bob Whites 0. Tigers with the ball at about the 18-yard line.
Tigers football is brought to you by Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury, your one-stop shop for flooring, paint, and window treatments. Stop in today and decorate the countryside way.
As we go along the first end of the first half here, I just want to say hi to Marshall Hastings out there, old colleague of mine out there probably listening tonight. Marshall, great for you to tune in. Hope you're having fun doing all those things you're doing. Those people at home, remember, Marshall is a standout here for the Tigers. All right, and the Tigers hand it off. Gleason gets knocked around in the backfield. Nothing gained on that. Loses about 6, in fact. Really just got piled on by the Bob Whites.
Yeah, you know, the younger guys and the older guys on this Middlebury football team really aren't used to seeing low-scoring games like this. Last year, the Middlebury Tigers averaged 27.8 points per game, so they're used to being able to get what they want on the field.
And so right now, they're not getting what they want. It is going to be second down and about 16 here for the Tigers. It looks like they're going to be pretty content to let time roll down. 30 seconds left in the quarter, and the clock is ticking as they're pretty close to their own end zone. Gleason takes it, hands a safe handoff to Carpenter. Nice bounce through the hole there in a different situation, different time of the game. That would be a useful run as he did gain about 10-plus yards there, about 12 yards. At this point, with time marching down, though, no real difference there in the nice run.
Yeah, and it looks like the Tigers might give up on the rest of this half right now. No real hustle, and they're going to the locker room right now.
And at the end of the first half, on week 2 of high school football on 92.1 WVTK, Middlebury Tigers 0, and St. Albans Bob Whites 0. We're going to be back with Mike's Fuels Halftime Show on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is Paul at Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. We carry a full line of compound bows, recurve bows, and crossbows from Parker, Bear Archery, PSE, 10 Point, Barnett, and Excalibur. So come on into the shop and take advantage of our superior customer service to tune up your bow and get dialed in for what's shaping up to be a great deer season. Remember, always hunt smart and hunt safe.
It's the Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance Event, now at Della Motorsports. Customer incentives include $2,000 rebates on Polaris Ranger XP 900 and $1,000 rebates on the Polaris Sportsman 570, their most popular model, with financing as low as 2.99 for 36 months. The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance Event at Della Motorsports. 7 Della Drive, Plattsburgh, DellaMotorsports.net.
Hi, this is Adam at Broughton's Big Country Hardware in Bridport. With the biggest selection of Cub Cadet power equipment in the area, at Broughton's we carry the Cub Cadet models they won't show you at the big box store. Cub Cadet tractors, Cub Cadet zero turns, snow throwers. The Cub Cadet deals are on. Late season discounts, early bird specials, and with a parts, service, and warranty team, deal with the experts. Cub Cadet headquarters, hardware with a twist. Broughton's Big Country Hardware. It's the best time to buy a Cub Cadet. It's time to cut a deal at Broughton's, Route 22A, Bridport.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Now back to Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome to the Mike's Fuels Halftime Show on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network. Up here in St. Albans at the Collins Pearly Sports Complex, the score right now is 0-0. Not a ton of scoring to break down or a ton of scoring to report. It has been a ground-based game so far for these teams. So far, they have combined only completed one pass, a 9-yard throw from Andrew Gleason to Pearson Beattie. Other than that, it's been all on the ground. And really, St. Albans has dominated the time of possession, has dominated the yards, has dominated the carries, but never able to put it together. They would put together a drive, and then things would fall apart either from a fumble or an interception. Spencer Carpenter got an interception. So for right now, no score. Scoring on the table, no scoring on the board. Neither team is probably uncomfortable with that. It's not the kind of game that where they're going to get too nervous, but certainly something that they're going to want to change. This is Bjarke Sears, joined by my radio partner, Alex Inescu. And Alex, as we look at that first half, what do you think went well for these two teams? What do you think could be improved on?
Well, when you're saying what looked well, you got to look at the defenses. The defenses did great. Nothing was really able to happen in any level. They tried taking a couple stabs at the passing games, the Tigers, and really didn't get anything. And looking at the other side, it was much of the same. They really couldn't get anything going offensively, kind of running a lot of the same options.
And certainly that defense, and as you say, they did do a great job. There was a period there where the bob weights got rolling a little bit. Xavier Pigeon running out of the I formation started peeling off 6-yard run, 6-yard run, 8-yard run, started peeling off, but still no long plays for either of the teams.
No, and I think you got to have that at this level of football. We were talking about it actually the other game, that if you run too many plays, that eventually something's going to go wrong. And we saw it a couple times with a couple holding calls. But a lot of the times it was just getting stuff behind the line, and then it's too much ground to make up with these little run plays. You got to get in the air, do something, and get some bigger plays.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, as you say, try to, you know, work something out. And they're certainly, based on the season so far, Middlebury has that capacity. They did throw the ball more against Mount Anthony, certainly, than BFA did. I mean, so far, all season long, through a game and a half, the Bob Whites have completed one pass. So they're not somebody where you're looking and say all of a sudden they're going to turn into Burn Burton with Griffin Stalcup and just start throwing it all over the field or something like that. So the defensive things that are going well, so some adjustments, you know, you start working on offense. Are there any people that you've seen stand out so far in this game?
Yeah, specifically on the Tigers side. I've loved what I've seen from Spencer Carpenter. He's been able to get some great runs, and not only when he gets out into space, he's able to take a hit and maybe pick up a couple extra, always falling forward and keeping his feet moving. He also had an interception in the game as well. He's been playing great. You know, he slipped right under and picked one off. So you got to love what you're getting from Spencer Carpenter. And if another couple other guys can get going like Trey Kaufman did in the game before, or Pearson Beatty, I know he had a catch or two in there. But, yeah, they can get going and really just get some team offense going. You can't rely on all one guy.
Well, and as you say, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that because you kind of just brought it back to me. Last week's player of the game, Trey Kaufman, has not carried the ball tonight for the Tigers, and he's been in there. The Tigers use a three running back formation. They put two running backs right off the tackles on their shoulders, and then they put the outside shoulders of each tackle, and then they have a fullback behind them, so they have a chance, and they kind of put those running backs in motion and do different things. It's a classic Tiger setup. And tonight, they've had Beatty moving a little bit. They've been handing it to Carpenter a lot, but I think part of it is actually the Tigers just haven't had many plays. They only ran four offensive plays the entire second quarter.
Yeah, they opened the game right out of the gate with a four and out, so yeah, they haven't had a lot of options or a lot of opportunities to do it, but even when they have had it, I think they've decided to go with Spencer Carpenter a lot of the times because these lines are so loaded with expecting a run almost every time. And Spencer Carpenter is low to the ground and kind of a huskier dude, so he can really pound it in there.
While you're listening to Mike's Fuels Halftime Show on 92.1 WVTK, we're going to come back right after this and spend a little more time at halftime talking about this game, talking about games around the league, and what we can expect going forward. You're listening to High School Football on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Deniker.
It's Tom Deniker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Deniker Chevrolet. Visit us at Deniker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Deniker deals, and we make you smile. At Deniker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Deniker Virgens, or DenikerChevrolet.com.
Deniker Chevrolet.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Nadeau's Play School South in Ferrisburg is dedicated to helping children learn and grow while providing excellent care. Now accepting enrollment applications for preschool 3 to 5 years old for September. Call 539-2107 or visit nadeausplayschool.com.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury is celebrating with Ram Power Days. Select Ram 1500s are now 20% off MSRP. Plus, their Foster discounts make September the month to buy. Don't miss out on the Jeep celebration event at Foster Motors. Right now, select Jeep Cherokees are 20% off MSRP. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. Check out Foster Motors inventory online at fostermotors.com and visit Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury.
Remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
This is Tiger Football on Addison County's WVTK, Fort Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back for the Mike Fuels Halftime Show at the College Pearly Sports Complex in St. Albans, Vermont. You're listening to Middlebury Tigers take on the St. Albans Bobwhites on 92.1 WVTK. Mike's Fuels in Bridport serves Addison County and parts of Rutland County. He's your complete fuel dealer with a full line of fuels, including propane. Mike's Fuels also offers 24/7 emergency burner service. It's approaching the time for winter fuel programs. Give Mike's Fuels a call to discuss the program that fits your fuel needs. When it's time for fuel, call them at 758-3835 or 247-9500. Mike's Fuels on 22A in Bridport. And I think they need some fuel out there to get things going here for the second half, as the Tigers and the St. Albans Bobwhites are both scoreless. And in need of fuel would be the Middlebury Tigers. I did a little math here. They have had 51 total yards so far this game. That includes the impact of a... Actually, I may have to re-add that. I've got one thing. I'll get back to you on that. No, I think that's true, actually. That includes a 29-yard run by Spencer Carpenter. So there has not been a, read you the other ones. 3, 2, 2, 1, 2, 3, 2, -3, -6. Not a lot going for the Tigers so far.
You know, it's like we're not even watching the same team that we were watching the other day. You know, they really haven't found any success anywhere on the field. I'd be so curious to wonder what the coach staff is telling them in there to try and get them motivated and start making some plays.
And I think they're saying, you know, you're playing your game. I think this is one where I think adjustments matter. You know, there's sometimes where you say, guys, you know, you haven't been playing your game. You need to go out there and hit them. You need to do whatever. I feel like they've lined up and they've played hard. They've both gotten in each other's faces. They've done what they need to do. I think this is one where it's not so much the rah-rah speech, but it's actually the okay. We have to do something different here. We need to spread it out. We need to use the field. You have Andrew Gleason who can throw. You have some of these players who can really get out in space and do some catching. I think we really need to see that. Now, one thing to think about, last week, Rice scored 14 points on BFA St. Albans. So far, the vaunted Middlebury Tigers, 0 points at halftime. And as we look around tonight and just wonder, for those of you paying attention, certainly this game's going on. Hartford at Colchester is one to pay attention to. Mount Anthony at Essex, that'll be an interesting. Tigers are going to be taking on Essex at home here in just a few weeks. Actually, they're going to be away at Essex in the sixth week of the season, so it'll be interesting to get a read on that since the Tigers played Mount Anthony last week. Certainly other interesting games, as you pointed out, Rutland at Concord Carlisle. Burton at Fairhaven, those who are just interested in Vermont football, certainly Burton and Fairhaven are both high-scoring, high-octane teams. In some ways, that might be the game of the weekend. And then St. Johnsbury at Brattleboro. Those who saw Brattleboro only put up 3 points last week will be interested to see what happens this weekend when the Hilltoppers head down to play against the Colonels, because the Colonels have Czech Chiquite back, somebody we talked about last week, but didn't get going. And, that's kind of what's going around the league here in terms of big kind of important games. Certainly, Missisquoi, with their second varsity game in their career, Missisquoi just started playing varsity football last week, is going to be taking on U32 up there in Swanton, just up the way from here. So those are some of the interesting games to look at this weekend. And, of course, we want to remind you that the Halftime Show is brought to you by Mike's Fuels in Bridport, serving Addison County and parts of Rutland County, your complete fuel dealer with a full line of fuels, including propane. Mike's Fuels also offers 24/7 emergency burner service. It's approaching the time for winter fuel programs. Give Mike's Fuels a call to discuss the program that fits your fuel needs. When it's time for fuel, call them at 758-3835 or 247-9500. Mike's Fuels on 22A in Bridport. We're going to step aside here for a moment. We'll be back for the second half of high school football on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Brown's Lift Rental and Crane Service. In business for over 40 years, Brown's has four cranes, 14 to 70 ton capacity with OSHA-certified operators and riggers. 40, 60, and 80-foot man lifts. Telehandler lifts 6 to 10,000 pound capacity with or without operator. Two new mini excavators, 6 and 12,000 pounds, have been added to the fleet.
Give my papa Craig and his breakthrough a call. Brown's Lift Rental and Crane Service.
453-3351. That's 453-3351.
McIntyre Services in Middlebury has been serving Addison County residents for over 70 years, and the season is changing, and it's time now to think about heating oil. McIntyre Services has the fuel to keep you warm and burner service to keep that furnace running efficiently all winter long. McIntyre Services is also your local Sunoco dealer, and you can save big with the Sunoco Rewards Card. How does 5 cents off every single gallon at the pump sound? Start saving money now at their two locations, Exchange Street Middlebury and on Court Street Middlebury. McIntyre Services of Middlebury, making friends warm for over 70 years.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
Nadu's Play School South in Ferrisburg is dedicated to helping children learn and grow while providing excellent care. Now accepting enrollment applications for preschool 3 to 5 years old for September. Call 539-2107 or visit nadusplayschool.com.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And halftime's ticking down towards the second half here in high school football 92.1 WVTK. This is Bjarke Sears along with my partner Alex Inescu. And we're looking forward to the second half. Alex, I feel like we've said what there is to say at this point. You know, now it's just a chance, I think, for these teams to just go out and do it.
Yeah, I mean, but what is there for them to do? You know, they got to change up the plan, like we said. But, yeah, you know, it's been back and forth really so far here, and it's going to be interesting to see if one team can really get some traction and break away.
And interesting to see coaching philosophies. These are coaches of programs that really take themselves. These are not fly-by-night programs. These are not people who just popped up out of nowhere, neither one of them. It'll be interesting to see who says, okay, it's 0-0. We play a conservative game. Let's stick with it, and something will pop. If one of them says, no, we have to do something differently, which team makes that kind of choice? I think that'll tell us something as we go down the year, as we see different things. You know, how do these teams want to play? The Tigers coaches, Dennis Smith has been coaching, and his assistants, especially as main ones, John Neuseeder and Jed Malcolm, have been coaching for the Tigers for a long time. They've seen every kind of situation. They really have. They've had undefeated teams. You know, they've done the whole bit. And have they, here's what I wondered, I'd love to talk to one of them about it, have they gotten used to those big scoring games? Has it been that 5 years ago, if you talked to Dennis, he'd be like, hey, it's 0-0, I'm cool, I love 0-0. Now, after a bunch of years, is it like, man, I love 28-6, you know? So I think it'll be interesting to see what adjustments they make at halftime.
I mean, you know, you got to love it when your team's putting up a lot of points, but I don't think he's uncomfortable in these sort of situations. As a coach, you got to be calm, cool, and collective and know that under these situations, it's up to you to be, hey, calm down, guys. Let's settle down and see if we can get ourselves going here and kind of be that cool mentality for the rest of the team.
And you are listening to high school football on 92.1 WVTK, Port Henry, New York. Here we go, set up for the second half. We have the St. Albans Bob Whites kicking off to the Middlebury Tigers. Tigers will be going from right to left as we look at them. I know that's not always helpful for the people at home. And the Bob Whites going left to right. And it is Trey Kaufman looking to get him involved in a different way. It's Trey Kaufman waiting for the kick down at around the 10-yard line with Pearson Beattie. This is a little bit of a shakeup on the kicking team here. Off it, it's Pominville and Gleason. And here comes the kick. It's a short one. It's going to bounce in between. It's going to bounce at about the 30. And it's picked up by Beattie. And he just gets leveled at the 25. The 24 is where the Tigers are going to start the second half.
All right, Tigers football is brought to you by Denecker Chevrolet. Free Vermont state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle. Visit Denecker Chevrolet, RT7, Middlebury, Main Street, Virgins, Chevy, find new roads.
And for the Tigers, they're back with their usual gang. Two tight ends, Gleason under center. You've got Kaufman and Beattie and Carpenter. And it's Carpenter who takes the ball initially right off, goes plowing forward right into the line the way he has all night. That's a gain of about 6 for the young man.
And I like them coming right out the huddle and quick snapping it there. They know what they want to do, and they're getting right after it. No time to waste.
11:41, the whole third quarter left to go. 0-0 Tigers. They'd love to put something on the board here. And you've got in motion, but you have Gleason handing it off up the middle. Carpenter churning it again. That's a gain of about three. It's going to be third and about 2 yards for the tile, maybe even a little more. They might have a measurement, actually. It went a little farther than I thought, and a man is down. All right, we're going to step aside here with 11:25 left to go in the third quarter. It is the Tigers and Bob White, 0-0 on 92.1 WVTK.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
See if we can get a number. And we're back in the field here up at St. Albans. We do have an injury timeout out on the field. Everybody is going to be clearing the field here as we wait. We'll try to get a number here for you. And the with 11:25 left to go in the third quarter, it is Middlebury 0 and St. Albans 0. And their number...
And Tigers football is brought to you by Brown's Welding, 42 years of residential and commercial. They do steel fabrication plus crane, forklift, and man lift rentals. 802-363-5619 in Bristol. And Autumn Gold Jewelry, featuring the Earth's most beautiful gifts, Main Street, Middlebury, and autumngoldjewelry.com.
That is Joe Langevin down on the ground right now for the Middlebury Tigers. And Joe is the left starting tackle for the Tigers. So they are tending to him. And I think right now we're just going to, we'll be back here in a minute with 11:25 left to go in the third quarter. 0-0 Tigers and Bob White's. You're listening to High School Football on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hey, sports fans, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, Vermont. This season, whether you're looking to design the perfect engagement ring, searching for jewelry for that special occasion, or wanting to restore or repair any piece of jewelry, stop in at Autumn Gold to visit our talented lineup of in-house designers, goldsmiths, and service pros. We'll help you get around those bases and score a home run. Autumn Gold. The Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Now back to Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back. We do have an injury timeout here at the beginning of the third quarter as the Middlebury Tigers take on the St. Albans Bob Whites on 92.1 WVTK. We try not to get too in detailed, Alex. As we talk about these things, we do have young people out there in the field, and there are things about that. But sometimes viewers do get concerned. I want viewers to know that we do have movement. We do have things like that. So they have taken the helmet off. They're talking to the player. It's really remarkable. Some of the things, they're popping them up. So Joe Langevin at least is he's sitting up right now. You can hear the crowd, cheers from the crowd. And safety is really one of those places where they've gotten more and more you know, really in tune over the last few years. Certainly everybody can be aware of some of the national talk about football and all those different things. And Vermont's done a lot of things to encourage player safety. Every team has to have trainers on hand, and he is up, and he's walking off under his own power. So certainly something the Tigers certainly wanted to see. You have to have trainers on hand. Everyone gets trained in USA Football's Heads Up program, which teaches, you know, really a lot less launching than they used to. You know, I was talking the other day to some old hardened football folks, and they were saying, you know, back in our day, we just chuck ourselves at the person. Now they teach a lot more, like, what do you call rugby tackling? You know, you get your head in there, and it seems to have made a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you love to see the sportsmanship from both sides of the team. Everyone taking a knee, the crowd kind of being quiet for him, and everyone cheering as soon as he's helped up. It really shows that it's all about the sportsmanship and the people first before football.
Absolutely. And now Brian Foote's in on the left side of the line for the Tigers. And we're back to business. Gleason's under center, and the Tigers take off here like Spencer Carpenter was shot out of a cannon on first and 10 from the 35. Nothing fancy, just going over to that right side, bashing his way forward. Gain of about six there for Carpenter.
Barry, you have a question that some of the people might have at home. What is a Bob White?
Now,
I looked it up, but I'm curious if you know the answer.
Well, there's a great story behind this, and I'll give it to you here in a minute. It's a multifaceted story. Gleason takes the ball. He hands it off up the middle. Looks like it's going to be Carpenter again. Looks like the ball's on the ground. Looks like it popped out. Looked a little late in the run, though. It's nothing fancy. Just coming up the middle. Looked like the man might have been down. Doesn't look like they're saying he was down. Look like it's Bob White ball. At the 45 of the Tigers, a huge play there as the Tigers put the ball on the ground. So the answer for you, my friend, is that a Bob White is like a small quail. It is a small game bird.
Yep.
However, one of the interesting things about St. Albans is that the boys' teams are called the Bob Whites. The girls' team are called the Rockets. And after the next play, I will explain why. All right.
Boy,
Hunter Leroux, yeah, we're going to get you going. Hunter Leroux coming up to the line. Two players in an I formation. He goes back, handed it off to the bruising running back. He runs like a fullback. A 7-yard gain right there off the top for Xavier Pigeon, who really emerged as the major runner for the first half. It's going to be second in about four. So years ago, when St. Albans was kind of coming into its own, they had two major coaches. And one of them was named, no joke, Bob White. And so as a result, they are the Bob Whites. The other team, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, I forget her name, but it was, you know, something's Rockets. Her name started with an R, and so it's only Rockets. And so they became two different things, the Bob Whites and the Rockets. It's a handoff on the right side to number 20, plowing it forward. That is going to be a gain of about 12 yards on the second down. And now Xavier Pigeon is just starting to get rolling here for the Bob Whites.
Yeah, a couple big back-to-back games there, really getting so much momentum started in the backfield. So by the time they get to the tacklers, they're able to carry him for a little bit.
So anyway, that's the story. That's where it comes from. Bob White being the coach.
But what were their names before these coaches?
You just reached the limit of my expertise.
Right.
Now you've done me in.
You only know so much.
I only know so much here. Don't tell my students. All right. Hunter Leroux is under center. He's got a receiver, or running backs in the I formation. And why not? He hands it off to his big running back again, who plows up to about the 20. And that was a decent little gain for Xavier Pigeon. Actually, he's even better than I thought.
Yeah, it looks like he picked up around four there.
Yeah, picked around four. According to that, they were on the wrong thing. But yeah, picked up around four.
All right. Tigers football is brought to you by J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete. Always ready to mix, and they guarantee a solid finish. Call them at 388-6363. That's 388-6363.
And it's Hunter Leroux under center from the Tigers 22, and he hands it off again up the middle to the running back, this time a gain of maybe two. It's going to be third down and about six for the Bob Whites.
Yeah, good job springing a stop together there and really putting them in a tricky situation here where they need to pick up a good number of yards to get this first down.
So add about, and to set it up with 8:30 left to go in the third quarter, 0-0 still, neither team has scored. It's third and six for the Bob Whites from the Middlebury 20. They are getting close. They are just entering the red zone of the Tigers. And now it's going back. It's going to be handed off. The running back goes plowing forward for about 5 yards, a 5-yard gain for Xavier Pigeon. Just keeps that truck rolling. It's going to be third down. It's going to be fourth down and about five.
You know, and you think they're going to go for it, too, because they haven't brought out the kicker. Ah, there he goes. Well, he wasn't warming up on the side, but it looks like they're sending him out there and telling him to get it done.
Yeah, and here's where, you know, you don't always see kicking in these games, and kicking in Vermont can sometimes be sporadic.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, no, you had your set up. All right,
no,
they're not.
Bring that back.
High formation on fourth and one. Why not? You've been picking this up. That maybe that's, I think they got it.
Bad call there.
Do they not get it? We'll see. You don't think they got it?
No, it looks like they're considerably short, even a few yards.
All right.
Yeah, the chain gang isn't even going to come out.
Oh, boy, great stuff by the Tigers defense there. You got to love that. And a game where they've gotten close, a game where it got a little dangerous. Both teams have had a chance to go for the field goal. And we know certainly the Tigers kicker has leg. We don't know about the St. Albans kicker. And right now, it's 0-0 with the Tigers taking over.
Yeah, you know, you think the kicker would have been warming up there with them inside the 18, at least if they got it down to a chip shot, go for it. But that wasn't even that close of a fourth down.
Tigers in the wishbone. They're going to get Kaufman involved this time. Gleason drops back, hands it off to him. He goes plowing forward. Gain of maybe two. Trace Kaufman's first run of the night doesn't yield much on the ground. And 7:23 left on the clock here in the third quarter. Score 0-0, Middlebury and St. Albans. Middlebury is currently on their 17. It's second and eight. Looking over to the sideline, see if they get in. They use a little bit of a different offensive set there that time. A little bit of a wishbone action. This time it's back to the old standby. No, not quite, actually. They have a couple receivers out on the outside. A little more receiving options than they had so far tonight. And to use it, Gleason drops back and just hucks it down the field. It's DiLorenzo and just gets him a little bit to the right and a little bit long. If he had been able to bring it in a little more towards where there'd often be hash marks on the field, they could have had a connection. But that's a no-go from Gleason.
Yeah, you know,
DiLorenzo.
I thought that pass was pretty good. I think he put it on the money. He floated up there, gave him plenty of time to get to it. The issue was the receiver kind of stuttered on the outside, thought it was going to be short when it went so high, and he undercut it.
Yeah, it's certainly a tough spot. Maybe a little bit over in his back, you know, and then you kind of have to figure out, am I going to turn my head and try to go the other way, or should I just try to get it there? Just a little out of his reach, but certainly a play that could be there, it looks. And sure enough, they're still set up where they could do that. They have two people out wide to the right, and Gleason's going back. He's going to try it again. He's going to throw it long. It bounces out of the hand of a Bob White. It was too high for DiLorenzo, and it falls to the turf. Fourth and eight. Tigers are going to have to punt it away. What do you think of those calls? What do you think of those chances?
Hey, I like it. They're coming out and they're clearly trying to switch it up. They noticed that it wasn't working what they were doing in the first half, so they are trying to make different calls, you know? If he had made that catch, we would have said, whoa, what a great play call, but here we are, four and out.
I totally agree with you. I think on the second one, there were a lot of people over in that area of the field. What you don't want in a 0-0 game is to threat. So maybe Andrew could be, you know, your coaches say, just be real conservative. If you don't see it there, let's live to, you know, fight another day. Our defense is playing great.
I have to agree.
DiLorenzo's going to be punting away from about the 17. It goes high to him. He kicks it, and it's a nice one. It's going down. It's going past the 50. He got caught, and it's on the ground again. It's bobbled. Another bobble for the Bob White. It's the story
Tigers
of the game so far
it.
For them. And who was that? That was Simon Fisher getting on the ball. Tigers take it over again.
Well, there we go. So we'll pretend he completed that pass, considering it's roughly around the same area of the field where it was thrown to.
That is the second time this game where special teams has really just been an advantageous, the offense just moving forward a bunch of yards. Now for the Tigers, it's first and 10 with 6:34 left to go in the third quarter. 0-0, but the Tigers are moving a little bit because of this. Gleason has the ball. He hands it off to Carpenter straight up the middle. Huge hole created by the right side of the offensive line. They've been playing well tonight, and Carpenter gets forward about 6 yards.
God, and they really have no answer for Carpenter tonight. He's really been doing it.
And Spencer is doing a great job. You have to look also at this, the big heavies on the right side of the line. You've got guys like Nate Warren doing a fantastic job, and Nick Beattie. Those guys are big dudes. And those holes Spencer's going, he's not having to make many moves. He's just running forward. This time he hangs on to it as he goes forward, gets caught up there by the nose guard, and gets brought down for a gain of about 2 or so. They have been going with him, though. We have Spencer having run 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 times so far this game. The next highest runner in terms of attempts, 3. And they're calling it out. They're looking over to the side. And right now it's Gleason. And right now in at running back is Lane Sheldrick. And Gleason's under center. He's got Kaufman moving from left to the right. He swings it over to Kaufman, goes towards the outside. Kaufman gains the corner, made it able to turn, goes up past the first down marker. We'll see where he was driven out. He started at the 38 of the Bob Whites. Let's see where they place it. At about the 30, I'd say.
All right, Tigers football is brought to you by Fourth and Goal. Everything from the rink, court, field, and diamond. Main Street in Middlebury.
And so for the Tigers, it is going to be first and 10. They haven't yet changed it on the board, but I'm going to estimate they're going to be snapping it from about the 30-yard line. Score 0-0 with 5:25 going in the third quarter. As we tick along, it's going along here. I just want to say, Casey Calzini, if you're listening, it's time to go to bed, young man. It's time to go to bed. You don't have school in the morning, but that's okay. All right, everybody else should keep listening, but he's a young kid. All right, that's just a little shout-out to a buddy of mine. I wanted to say hi to him. All right, one of my kids' buddies. All right, listens every Friday. Thought that was pretty cool. Came up to me the other day and said that. Little 10-year-old kid said, I listen every week. So that's pretty awesome, man. Future Tiger. All right, Andrew Gleason under center. Three running backs, Doug DiLorenzo off to the right, and Marty Nemo off to the left. Gleason runs back, hands it off up the middle for no gain for Carpenter. Actually, it was not Carpenter on that carry. It was Sheldrick. It was Sheldrick with a run there. No gain, so it is going to be second and 10 here for the Tigers down at the 18-yard line of the Bob Whites. And Gleason going back. He hands it off up the middle, plowing forward to about the 12, 13-yard line. Looks like that one was carried by Carpenter.
And you got to think if it gets to fourth down here, the Tigers are going to take the field goal considering they need any points they can get at this point. They're not going to make the same mistake they made earlier in the game when they were basically on the goal line and decided to go for it early.
You would absolutely have to, I would think, do that. They're pretty much at the center of the field. I would actually love to see an attempted pass here, believe it or not. And then because you're already at the center of the field for the kick if you want it. And they are going to do it. Gleason rolls back. He looks downfield. He's got DiLorenzo in the end zone. And that is going to be a touchdown for the Tigers. That's the second touchdown completion of the season from Gleason to DiLorenzo. The big tight end finally converted with his quarterback. Doug that time for as many times, every time they're going, they've pretty much gone to Doug each time. And even so, the Bob Whites left him very, very open in the back of the end zone. And here come the Tigers up to the line of scrimmage. You have DiLorenzo lining up for the kick. Doug's had an impact, especially on the defensive line tonight, but now he gets in there in the offensive game. And the snap is up. The hold is down. The kick is good. Put it on the board. 7-0. Tigers over the Bob Whites with 4:16 left to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Football, 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Mike and Sarah McGrath from Mike's Auto and Towing.
Hey, Sarah, can you believe we've been in business 30 years?
Yeah, somebody's getting old around here.
Any ideas on what we can do to celebrate?
How about $30 off fluid film undercoating and $30 off $300 or more and $300 off any used car on our lot?
Wow, sounds great. And you don't need a stamp, a coupon, or an email from Hillary Clinton. All you have to do is mention you heard this ad.
So call, click, or drive to Mike's Auto in Middlebury or New Haven between September 7th and the 14th. And remember, if we can't fix it,
it ain't broke.
Hi, this is Paul at Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. We carry a full line of compound bows, recurve bows, and crossbows from Parker, Bear Archery, PSE, 10 Point, Barnett, and Excalibur. So come on into the shop and take advantage of our superior customer service to tune up your bow and get dialed in for what's shaping up to be a great deer season. Remember, always hunt smart and hunt safe.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
And after a long time, the Tigers are finally on the board, leading by 7-0 against BFA. And the kickoff is off, and it goes to the man at about the 20. He runs it back for a couple yards, but then dropped down. BFA, for the first time tonight, is behind 7-0 with 4:08 left to go in the third quarter. Chance for them, or maybe they need to get something going here. They will be starting at the 25 with the 1st and 10. Will the Bob Whites going up against the Tiger defense? Certainly tonight, BFA has been able to move the ball at times, but has not been able to cash in on anything. Tigers just got a 12-yard touchdown strike from Gleason to DiLorenzo. Okay, there he comes back. He hands it off to the running back. Works over the right side. Nice hole outside the tackle as other people came over and blocked. A nice little gain there for number 20, Xavier Pigeon. Still doing work for this St. Albans Bob Whites. He's a rugged guy. 5-yard gain for Pigeon. 2nd and 5 for the Bob Whites from the 30-yard line. 31, actually. We're going to give it to them. And they're talking it over in their huddle, as they customarily do. Tigers waiting for them. Tigers waiting there with basically a 5-2 defense. This is typical for the Tigers, where you watch from home and you see the Tigers line up. This is not like a, you know, kind of a 4-3 you might expect if you were NFL fans or something like that. They tend to play a 5-2, two linebackers, five down linemen. And so the quarterback comes back. He hands it off the middle up to the fullback, and it's a gain of a few on that. Really nothing fancy, though, is there, Alex?
No, not at all. You know, they're sticking to it, and you got to like that. You don't want to see them start throwing the ball now. It's not their style, you know. Just because you're down doesn't mean you need to start forcing things to make them happen. And, you know, even though it feels like there hasn't been many touchdowns and not many touchdowns are going to come, you know, you got to be confident that your offense can get it done.
And there's no reason they shouldn't be. It's the 3rd and 1. Those as a running team, that's the kind of position you want to be in. They've certainly had it work. They've had times where they've been matriculating the ball right down the field. Can they get that going again? Hunter Leroux under center. Two wide receivers, one on either side. Two running backs in the backfield. Oh, yeah, and a big jump there. The right guard just kind of launched himself forward here. So I guess it was the right tackle. He had a tight end over the top of the tackle on that side. So he's whacking himself in the head saying, stupid, stupid, stupid. And there you go. You know, make him run enough plays.
Yep. Yeah, they've had their fair share of mistakes today, and, you know, that's the only blemish on what they've done so far. If it wasn't for that fumbled punt, they've had a couple other drop punts and receptions. So, you know, it's been an issue for them so far, and there was another penalty right there.
You know, that's a great point. I think if the story of last week's game, where it kind of certainly fell apart for the Patriots, was those penalties, and I think that was a major contributor. The lack of ball control here, the ball security by the Bob Whites has been a major story tonight. And it's Hunter Leroux under center. He's got a wide receiver over to his left. He comes around. He's got it as he tries to run right. He's got DiLorenzo all over him. I say, do we give him a sack on that one? I think we may give DiLorenzo a sack. It looked like he was looking down. Nice play there by Doug, who just caught a touchdown. Nice sack there getting in the backfield for the big guy.
Yeah, that's the second time where he's rolled out to the right and had someone right there to meet him. Couldn't try to make a juke and couldn't make a move out there.
And so right now for St. Albans, certainly when you get in the position where you just got scored on, you want to do something. Instead, they turn around, and it's 4th and 6. They are going to punt it away to the Tigers. They've got the returners waiting at about the 33 of the Tigers, waiting to see if they can put a few more points on the board. Even 3 points would make this a pretty astronomical lead at this point in the game. And it's a shanked punt. It's going to go out of bounds at about the, I think they're going to call it at about the 40 here. Let's see, maybe even a little farther back than that. Tigers are going to be taking it over at the 38-yard line of the St. Albans Bob Whites.
Well, I guess that answers our question about their kickers tonight. That was not a very good-looking one, and hence why they don't have the confidence in him to even be taking close field goal options.
Yeah, and you know, in a game like this, kicking becomes such an important part of this. I mean,
yeah.
It really could be. Could be a lot different without that kicking, but there you go. Tigers all set up, ready to go. It's Gleason under center. They got the passing go, a little bit of fling back to Kaufman. Tries to go over the right on a sweep, unable to do anything. Gets hunted down after a loss of about 2 yards. Gleason tossing it over to Kaufman.
Yeah, you know, you can't speak to how big that missed bump or that missed kick was just now. You know, instead of them being set up down on their 30, working with a long field, here they are past the 50-yard line, working with a half field. Pretty similar to what they had on that drive they just scored on.
And it looks like we do have a injury here. It looks a lot less kind of concerning than the original injury was, although that turned out to be. We're going to step aside for a moment. You're listening to High School Football on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back as time's rolling down in the third quarter, about a minute 18 left to go. The Tigers are ahead of the St. Albans Bobwhites by a score of 7-0. Tigers did run one play while we were gone, but you didn't miss much. It was about a 3-yard burrow, really, by Spencer Carpenter into the line. Tigers are looking at third and about six from their own 36.
Tigers football is brought to you by One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union. One Credit Union, Green Street in Virgins.
Gleason rolls back. He's looking downfield. He's putting it up long. He's got a man open. Did he bring it in? And it's a touchdown. It's a touchdown. We'll see. I'm assuming it's DiLorenzo based on how that went down, but we will see. Gleason just got back. Excellent protection by the offensive line, and he just hurled it down the field. Let's see if we can get the number on that.
God, that had to be the catch of the season right there. He had three guys on him. He threw it over the top and had to lay out to grab it. Jeez.
That was pretty sweet. Actually, DiLorenzo is laying on the ground after that play. He's sitting on the ground. He's not laying. But it was a 36-yard touchdown completion from Andrew Gleason to Doug DiLorenzo with 45 seconds left to go in the third quarter. He went up over people. They've had a little trouble connecting tonight. Some times where it was a little bit off to either side. No trouble there. Excellent job by Doug, an athletic player. Certainly someone, even though he's a hockey player, you see him on the basketball court, you realize how athletic he is, was able to bring that down. And they're talking to him over on that sideline. But a very nice touchdown there from the young man. His second of the night from Andrew Gleason. His third of the season. And with the score 13-0 and waiting on the extra point, we'll be right back here. You're listening to Tigers Football on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury is celebrating with Ram Power Days. Select Ram 1500s are now 20% off MSRP. Plus, their Foster discounts make September the month to buy. Don't miss out on the Jeep celebration event at Foster Motors. Right now, select Jeep Cherokees are 20% off MSRP. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. Check out Foster Motors inventory online at fostermotors.com and visit Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury.
Remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
Fourth and Goal Sports opened in 1983 with the goal of being the sports shop for individual athletes and teams in Middlebury. They want to thank you, their friends, for helping them achieve their goal. For the best in sports equipment at the best price, there's only one place to go. Fourth and Goal in Middlebury. They're all about Middlebury College, too. Hats and sweatshirts for their home teams. Fourth and Goal, 68 Main Street, Middlebury. Everything for the rink, court, pool, field, and diamond.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we are back as the third quarter is rolling down. Doug DiLorenzo did get up and got off the field on his own power. Looking to be limping a little bit, but certainly good. On that, Jacob Beckerman came in and made the extra point. So at that point, it was 14 and is 14 to nothing, Middlebury Tigers. We're going to stay here as we wait for St. Albans to come out. St. Albans is now down by 14 points. Certainly not where they wanted to be. You've got a quarter. What do you do?
Yeah, just like that. Man, it's tricky, you know. I would say go to the air, but they haven't even thrown a pass all night, so I don't even know if that's an option for them or if they have that confidence in their quarterback. So you gotta say you just keep running it, right? You know, hold on to the football. I mean, that's just to maintain where you're at in the game right now. They've been having major issues on special teams, running the ball, just holding on to the ball in general.
Well, and I think to some degree that's why you have to air it out. You have to do something a little different if you're them. You know, just like last week, we saw a situation where Patriots got down and didn't have other ways to play. I think a well-rounded team needs to have multiple ways to play, multiple options, different things to do. We've seen the Tigers do that. They didn't run the ball. They didn't do whatever. They've come out. Now they've had two consecutive touchdown completions from Andrew Gleason to Doug DiLorenzo. They've been willing. We talked about who would make that switch. They've made that switch. For St. Albans, do they have it to make that switch? Because this will not be the only time this season where they end up in that situation. Most teams do. Are you an all-around team? I think every Bob White fan in the place wants them to be. So we'll see what happens. It's a kick return coming back. Nice hole up the middle for the kick returner. Gets down to about the 35. Probably most importantly, though, they need to hang on to the ball.
Maybe the first decent return we've seen by either side so far tonight. They're setting themselves up in pretty good field position, almost around the midway point.
And it's 39 seconds left to go in the third quarter. The Middlebury Tigers leading the St. Albans Bob Whites by a score of 14-0, which at this point in this game might as well be 35-0. And it's not that the Bob Whites haven't moved the ball. They just have never been in danger of scoring particularly. They've been able to move between the 20s. And then once they get to the 20s, it just kind of fizzles out. Here they come. Hunter Leroux under center for the Bob Whites, back in that I formation that was so successful near the end of the second half. And he turns and hands it off. Running back plowing forward. One little juke around the defensive line. Runs forward. That's Xavier Pigeon doing good work again. And he gained about 6 yards.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be hard for them to bust off a play with these running backs they got out there right now. They're mainly running their full box, and they're not typically guys that are going to be able to bust it off and hit that next level when they see space. They're kind of guys that hit their holes, get a solid gain, and that's about as far as they go.
And the Tigers are bending a little bit, but certainly not breaking. And now LaRose under center. He has two running backs, actually, in a double wing, and he's got man behind him, and if that's a penalty against the Bob Whites, they have to be kicking themselves at 2nd and 5. No, they're going to call that's the end of the quarter, actually. So time ran out. At the end of the third, it's the Middlebury Tigers leading the St. Albans Bob Whites by a score of 14-0 on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team.
It's Tom Daneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Daneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Daneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Daneker deals, and we make you smile. At Daneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Daneker Virgens, or DenekerChevrolet.com.
Daneker Chevrolet.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And it's the beginning of the fourth quarter here in St. Albans at the College Pearly Sports Complex as the St. Albans Bob Whites, down by a score of 0-14, are attempting to move the ball. They just got a 5-yard pickup to start the fourth quarter. It is 1st and 10 from the 45 of the Bob Whites. They're looking to try to get across midfield. And it's quarterback Hunter Leroux under center, handing it back to a big fullback, crashing across the 50. And a nice gain there of about 6 yards for number 39, Eros Bulisuido. We saw a couple times in that first half. And it's going to be 2nd and 3 from the 48. So St. Albans looking to move down the field a little bit against the Tigers. And Leroux coming under center. He has one man in the backfield. He's got two running backs really split out wide behind the tackles. And he turns and hands it off to the big man again. And this time he's absolutely swallowed up. Marty Nemo comes up and able to put the tackle down as he tried to get outside the tackle box. And it is going to be 3rd down for the Bob Whites.
So what adjustments do you think the Bob Whites can make here to get themselves going a little bit?
Yeah, you know, they don't see the adjustment right now is seeming be to try to mix it up a little bit and run with one man and have it be Aero Spuli-Suido, a big fullback guy. I have to admit, I thought they ran best when they were in the I formation. They had a blocking fullback. So I'm not totally understanding this. They're in this double wing, kind of like the Tigers. Not necessarily an adjustment I would make, necessarily. However, they fake it to Spuli-Suido, and the quarterback keeps it himself, gets out to the outside. Will they get a late hit on the Tigers? Will they? No. Tigers love that, certainly as they came around the outside. Nice job there, maybe setting it up with Spuli-Suido a little bit. And then finally, it was Hunter Leroux popping it out to the left side, getting outside the tackle, going from the 48 down to about the 38. Nice 10-yard
gain. Yeah, just like
gain.
The Tigers formation, they had those two tight ends set up out on the wide sides. And when they busted it out to the outside, one of those tight ends sent a huge block that was able to free that up downfield.
And that was probably pretty good self-control there by the officials, knowing what they saw. Right at the end of the play, it was Lane Sheldrick came over and, you know, maybe hit a little bit Hunter Leroux out of bounds. Didn't look like a lot. Leroux, I have to say, you got to keep your head up. You got to know what's going on. Leroux just went down. Like, oh, I just got hammered. Why not try to get a few extra yards on his part? But the officials did see through that. I didn't know whether they would or not. And they did not call a penalty. In fact, there must have been a penalty the other way, because all of a sudden, the Bob Whites, and I know I sound confused, it's because I am, the Bob Whites are way back here. They must have had a penalty called against them. And they ran
It must have been a holding call on one of those, on the lineman or possibly a tight end, because that looks like about where they're starting the ball.
Yeah. Huh. Interestingly, though, because they didn't make the distance farther. They just kind of went back to, you know, a first and 10 sort of situation. Hey, is what it is. For it's going to be 4th and 8 for the Bob Whites. They're going to be punting it away to the Tigers. So no damage done here. And the Tigers are bringing everyone up to the line. Okay, there's a man going back. A little bit of confusion on the Tigers kick returners there as Gleason and Pominville ran back. Pominville's going to get it. It goes over his head. He's not going to touch it. It looks like it's going to be down. Let's see the coverage by the Bob Whites. They were right about the 2-yard line. Did they cover it there, or did it go in the end zone?
Yeah, kind of tough to see from all the way back here, but it looks like they might have got it on the 1-yard line. No reaction from the crowd, though, so possibly it did go into the back of the end zone.
Yeah, I think it did. So it looked like good coverage, though. The man was down there. I think maybe the story of the night kind of bobbled out of his hand as he got down there. 9:35 left to go in the fourth quarter. You listen to the Middlebury Tigers as they lead the St. Albans Bob Whites by a score of 14-0. And the Middlebury Tigers now, after the Bob Whites kind of shot themselves in the foot, have the ball. It's Gleason under center with 3 running backs, no receivers out there. He's got Sheldrick in motion, but he hands it off up the middle to Carpenter. Why not? And he trots forward for about 5 yards or so to about the 25.
All right, Tigers football is brought to you by Foster Motors, home of the We Care People, Route 7 in Middlebury, and Mike's Fuel for all your home, business, and agricultural needs, Route 22A in Bridport.
And right now, happy to say, for those of you who have been listening, Doug DiLorenzo is back on the field. So whatever happened out there seems to have been okay. I certainly see his father, Gene DiLorenzo, in the audience. I'm sure Gene's happy to see Doug back on the field there. All right, so now we have a couple more people checking in for the Tigers here. We see Cody Pominville now coming in on offense for the Tigers. And now he's setting up his wide receiver. So Doug's going to be wide on the right. Cody's going to be wide on the left. And the Tigers are going to have Andrew Gleason still with 3 running backs. So they're going to the pretty slight offensive line here. Unusual for them. Just 5 men down. All right. And so it's Gleason under center. A little bit of movement. Andrew goes back. And why not? They set up differently, but they do the same thing. Hand it down to Carpenter. At this point, 8:45. Do you just hand it off?
I mean, yeah, you keep that clock moving right now. They got a 2-touchdown lead. I mean, it's the logical play. They weren't stopping them in the first half. So I think they're going to keep going with it.
It isn't an itch. See, our couple plays can make such a swing. A 0-0 game, you're going along. All of a sudden, 2 long throws from Gleason. Well, one, you know, medium, and then another one certainly long from Gleason to DiLorenzo. All of a sudden, it's 14-0. Now you can go back to playing the game you were playing before. You know, you're like, let's change it up for a couple minutes. Okay, let's go back to something different. Or go back to the same old original thing. Gleason has it. He runs around. He hands it off to Kaufman, who comes bouncing around the light side, gets outside the tackle and goes down and picks up a first down there for the Tigers. That's a pretty huge play as it's going to keep time going with 8 minutes left to go. The Tigers leading 14 to nothing.
Yeah, and you know, this Bob White's defense has been on the field for so long out here. You think that it's eventually going to start wearing on them, and this ground and pound style that they've been playing is certainly going to do that.
And that was a nice about 7-yard pickup there for Trey Coffin, who has not touched the ball a whole lot today. That's only his third touch for somebody who was the player of the game, the J.P. Carrera player of the game last week. But Tigers have gotten other people involved, certainly tonight. And it's Gleason handing the ball off as it's Carpenter bashing up through the line again, gaining about three. Nothing fancy there, but taking time off the clock. And it's 7:34 left to go in the fourth quarter. Tigers are holding on to a 14-0 lead, just looking to suck time off as quickly as they can. Here, just letting, they're looking over to the side. They're taking their time. They're not worried about anything. They do still have the starters in, however. You know, you don't want to change that at this point. But I think good for them to get some experience really closing out a game as well. Gleason coming under center. He's got Cody Pominville off to the left at receiver. He's got three running backs. He's got DiLorenzo at tight end. And he hands it off this time to the right side, getting up near the tackle and busting it out. Carpenter, why not? Just feed the big guy. He keeps rolling along there. Gain of about 7 or 8.
Yeah, this clock keeps ticking too. It's going to be interesting to see how these timeouts play a factor for the Bob Whites coming up on these final few minutes. We're closing in on just 6 right now.
So I apologize again, only about 4 there. So 3rd and 2 for the Tigers at their own 40-yard line. Gleason puts it on the ground and immediately gets smushed by a pair of Bob Whites as he put it on the ground. Doesn't look like a lot of commotion out there, though. Clearly looks like Andrew was able to pick it up. However, tough spot for the Tigers. 4th and 2 from their own 20. They are going to play it conservatively. Here comes Doug out to punt it away.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this Bob White team hasn't really showed the ability to make a big play, so putting them deep in their own end seems like a fantastic idea at this point in the game.
Certainly a good side for Doug, considering they've been looking at his lower extremities, what they call in hockey a lower body injury. The fact that he would be out here punting away, you have to figure his legs probably feel pretty fine. All right, and here Doug goes to him. He punts it away. Not much of a punt, but it is going to bounce around the 47 or so. The returner gets it across midfield. St. Albans is going to have the ball at the Tigers 47 with 5:43 left to go, trailing by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, and you know, if you notice when he caught that snap that he didn't really handle it too well, and he kind of bobbled it, and when he's trying to put it on his foot, he didn't really kick it cleanly, so that's why we saw that short kick right there.
And I guess if you're going to have a time where you kind of bounce it away off your foot, this is the time to do it. Certainly right now, Tigers need to keep doing what they're doing. Bob White's, boy, do you mix it up? Do you change it up? Do you try to go there? Even if you're, you know, and I don't say in 14 points you need to live for another day, but do you prepare yourself to do something different if this happens in the future? Right now, they're in the I formation. Isn't looking like it. And it's Leroux hands it off, and they're just plowing it up the middle. Gain of, you know, a decent gain, a 4-yard gain on that plunge by Xavier Pigeon. I don't know what it gets them.
Yeah, the Bob Whites have showed they have the ability to run, but I think that's all they have the ability to do. They're really one-dimensional team here. When they're put in situations where they need to do other things, they kind of struggle with it.
So far through 2 games, or I should say a game and 3 quarters, the Bob Whites have completed 1 pass. They have actually only attempted 2 tonight. The score is 14-0, Middlebury Tigers over the St. Albans Bob Whites. 5:10 left to go in the fourth quarter. The Bob Whites are trying to move down the field and put themselves in some sort of position here. It's Leroux under center with 2 running backs and 2 tight ends. He goes back, and he's looking downfield. He's keeping it for himself. He's going to try to throw it. Kenny's being pursued over to the sideline, and he gets taken down at the 40 by Tyler Hutt, coming running over there and able to bring him down. Still a pretty nice gain on that one. Considering what they need, they're going to need 1 yard to go for a first down.
Yeah, I didn't even think he was going to get that when he came around the corner. There's so many guys there. He was able to make a move and kind of stutter step around the outside.
And they're going to try to pick it up on the ground, and they will. It's the big fullback, number 39, crossing over, get across the first down. It's going to be first down here for the Bob Whites. Decent little short yardage pickup for Eros Bulisuedo. And it's going to be 1st and 10 for St. Albans at about the 37-yard line. 4:29 left to go in the game, trailing by 2 touchdowns. They need to make some points happen here soon. And up the middle with their speedy back, nice hole, maybe one of the best holes of the entire night for St. Albans, punching it up about 15 yards or so, was Xavier Pigeon, certainly the man of the night so far for St. Albans. That was a 12-yard gain for Pigeon.
All right, Tigers football is brought to you by the Johnson A. Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified.
And Leroux drops back. He looks downfield, but then decides to keep it himself. Goes out to the left side. Andrew Gleason forcing him out of bounds, but not until there's a nice gain there. And we'll see how much he picked up. Looks like he picked up about 8 yards or so on that run.
Boy, before this drive, I would have said that the Bob White's defense was the Bob White's offense, was getting stale. But here they are; they made three great plays in a row.
Well, it is interesting. You know, they do now that the Tigers aren't reacting to this. They're saying, "Whoa, you're going to throw." They've run each time, but you almost think at some point just play the run. If they happen to beat you with a pass, they happen to. All right, Leroux's going back. He is looking to pass, but he's going to run again. He's getting flushed. He's got a man on one side. He's got a man on the other. Here comes DiLorenzo to try to track him down. DiLorenzo's on him, gets knocked out. He picks it back up. Running back four gets him out to the original line of scrimmage and gets brought down by a gang of Tigers, including Trey Kaufman and Lane Sheldrick. Nice pursuit there on one side by Jack Detman. Jack Detman forced him over to the other side. DiLorenzo then chased him down. Although he got stiff-armed down to the ground, was able to slow him up, and it was Kaufman and Sheldrick coming in and picking that thing up. No gain, but he ran about 30 yards.
Yeah, I gotta say, great no gain by Leroux there. He was busting the outside. He even tried to send his tight end downfield, kind of audibling at mid-play, signaling him with his arm to keep going down. Didn't open up, was able to bust a move and kind of get back to where he needed to be.
But certainly fun to see Jack Devon getting in there and running people around. 3:38 left to go. It is, after all that excitement, still 3rd and 9 here for BFA. The ball on about the 20-yard line or so. Actually, I'm going to disagree with their spotters. I think the ball is at about the 25. And there we go. And 14-0, Middlebury Tigers looking to close this thing out, looking to keep BFA from getting off the board. If BFA can score here, if they can do something in the next minute or half or so, then they have to figure out what they're going to do to try to shut the Tigers down and get it back one more time. Onside kicks very rarely work in Vermont high school football. I can probably count the number I've seen in the last 7 years of broadcasting on one hand, so maybe on one or two fingers. So certainly you got to figure something out here. They need to score pretty quickly. Not entirely their style. But it is 3rd and 9 from about the 25. And there we go. Leroux dropping back. He's going to keep it himself. Flushed out to the left side. He's getting strung along the line by the defense. And it's DiLorenzo comes over and stiffs him up. Followed then by a few more Tigers. We've got Gleason in on that play. We've got Robbie Poppinga in on the play for the Tigers. Excellent job. They strung him out along the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, 4th and 9 here. Do they put it to the air? Do you finally trust your guys? They got a couple guys set out wide, not too wide, kind of tucked in towards the line, but.
And we'll find out. They put it down. Leroux hands it up the middle. And boy, really only about a 5-yard gain for the running back. There's really not a lot of a chance there for Logan Bushy as he gained about 5 yards, and they give it over to the Middlebury Tigers. At this point, the Tigers up 14-0. Boy, they're like to just sit on it.
Yeah, nope. Not much time here, so you expect they might just sit on it, run little plays, waste time, make them eat their timeouts, and if they get the ball back, you don't expect there to be much time for them to do anything.
Absolutely. Nick Beattie running back on the field here, a little substitution happening as different people on the offensive line starts to cycle in and stay a little bit fresh here, and it's certainly night for the Tigers. It's working out pretty well. You win 14-0. Everybody stays, we'll find out about Joe Langevin, but everybody else relatively healthy as Gleason's under quarterback with 3 people. Under center, they're just going to plow it forward. And I think that's going to be Carpenter with about a, yard gain maybe. Nothing fancy there, certainly, as he comes forward. Actually, it was Trey Kaufman with that run. About a 1-yard run there for Trey Kaufman. Ball's on the 25 of the Tigers as they're looking at 2nd and 10, 2nd and 9, but that's pretty academic. We start seeing cars pulling out of the sports complex, headed back home as people decide they've seen enough. Often people want to beat the traffic, kind of like the fireworks. And so Gleason goes back. He keeps it himself, and he's getting flushed out to the right side. Don't love your quarterback getting tackled at this juncture of the game. He pops up, though, so that's good. He's got pursued. Quarterback keeper, loss of a few there for Gleason, but time ticks away. However, St. Albans is going to take a timeout there. It's going to be 3rd and 20 for the Tigers.
Yeah, already having to eat their timeouts here, and, you know, that doesn't do too good, especially a team that likes to run the ball. You'd imagine if they get the ball back, they're going to be scrambling to the line trying to get plays off.
Yeah, at this point for the Tigers, it's just eat things up. I mean, you could, you know, really punt it away right now and you're not too scared or too concerned unless something really kind of exciting happens. I think you'd probably just, you know, third and 20, you just take a run up the middle this time, get it to fourth and 20, see if you can waste a timeout, see if you can waste a little time if they don't use the timeout because they need to preserve it. And, you know, you just go out and play some defense. But certainly the Tigers, this is where they'd like the night to go. And for the Bob Whites, after having a great game, an exciting cover behind against the Rice Green Knights last weekend, probably wondered, hey, okay, what kind of team are we? What do we have? Certainly they could feel solid that they only allowed 14 points to Middlebury. Really, one of those plays, just a great work by DiLorenzo to bring it in. So you can feel great about your defense, but I don't know about the offense at the moment. Middlebury's defense has not looked shut down so far this year, but they have tonight. And Gleason goes back. He hands it off up the middle. Oh, boy, there's an awful lot of scrumming going down there. I didn't see officials react as though it was a fumble, but the players kind of acted like it was. Maybe St. Albans wanted to turn it into a fumble. All right, time is ticking away. 2 minutes left to go. It's going to be fourth and about 21 here for Middlebury. No gain on that run. And Doug is back to punt it from his own end zone. You've got the returner from St. Albans setting up on the Tiger 40. So there's no question they're going to get good field position no matter what happens here, as long as they don't fumble, I suppose. They'll get good field position with about a minute and a half left to go. Doug's going to try to milk as much clock off as he possibly can. And Doug is waiting. Here comes the snap. There it comes. It's pretty clean. And a pretty nice punt compared to the last one. It's going out. Man's going to pick it up. And he dropped it. He dropped it again. Goodness gracious. Just another one. Third error on the special teams tonight. And the Tigers picked it up. Looked like it was Andrew Gleason covering that. Able to grab it. It's a quarterback getting involved in a variety of ways. And for the Tigers, this point, they are just going to be able to kneel it out, I think.
Yeah, and that was about the story of the night in one play there. Drop pass, miss opportunity. Yeah, they're picking it up in pretty good field position. You think they can almost just kneel the clock out at this point.
And they are going to leave the starters in just to do that here. And they are in that victory sort of position. They've got Gleason under center. He drops back. And he touches his knee to the ground. I don't entirely know why, but both of his running backs on each side kind of grabbed him and helped him to the ground. It was just
I was curious there myself. Yeah, I don't know if that's a tactic to make sure he gets to the ground, make sure he holds onto the ball. Maybe, but yeah, they both seemed on the same page about doing it.
Maybe if anyone launches into him, he's got protection, he's got bodyguards. 54 seconds ticking down here on the night for the Tigers and the Bob Whites. Middlebury still leading by a score of 14-0 as we tick along towards the postgame. Don't forget, join us and stick around for the postgame. Here you can listen to JP Carrera, player of the game, get all the action, get the long scoring highlights here from Alex, and we'll be back with the JP Carrera player of the game. We're just waiting for it to tick down. Certainly for the Tigers, though, a great night as the Bob White fans start to head out here. So do stick around here. It's always fun to kind of tell you what's looking up on the schedule. Middlebury next week, big game, exciting game. Listen to us on 92.1. Listen to the Middlebury Tigers take on the Colonels of Brattleboro against the All-Vermont running back, Chek Jakite. That'll be an exciting one. For BFA, they're going to be going on against the Cougars of Mount Mansfield, and that'll be interesting to see for them whether they can get this back on track. And that's it. This is the end of the fourth quarter. The score is 14-0. Tigers have defeated the St. Albans Bob Whites. You're listening to the football game on 92.1 WVTK. Stick around for the postgame. Listen to the One Credit Union Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark. Hey, Kathleen, it's the middle of the night. Where are you going?
I'm going to the bathroom.
You should turn on a light.
Yes, dear. Oh, God, Martin, I just fell in the toilet. You left the seat up again. Ugh.
Well, I did tell you to turn a light on.
That's not the point. You left the seat up.
Are you stuck? Need me to throw you a rope?
Ugh, Martin, no, I'm not stuck.
Well, I don't see what the fuss is all about then.
Oh, really?
But hey, we have this great new item at the store. I'll bring it home for you. It's a motion-activated toilet nightlight, so you'll have plenty of light to see to put the seat down.
Great, just great. For just what you need for all your home projects and gardening needs, or to light up your toilet, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a True Value.
Many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
We are back on 92.1 WVTK. I'm Alex. Bjarke is out there right now grabbing our player of the game, DeLorenzo. In the first half, it was a pretty close game, 0-0 through it all. Early on, there were struggles for the Tigers. They weren't really able to get much going, able to get down in scoring position, down on the goal line. Wasn't able to convert on a pass to DeLorenzo in the back, slightly overthrown. On the other side of the football, for the Bob Whites, they were able to have a lot of success, a lot of long drives. But when it came down inside the 20, it seems that they were always left stagnant, unable to figure out that close defense. Spencer Carpenter had a huge half for the Tigers. He was able to get around 60 to 70 yards throughout the game, 50 in the first. Great effort by him. Moving on to the second half, things got a little different, and we've started to see some scores. At the 4:16 mark, off a fumbled punt on the 40-yard line kicked by the Bob Whites, the Tigers were able to recover it, which set up a nice little drive for them where DeLorenzo was able to get the first touchdown of the day off a pass from Gleason, a 19-yard pass. They're on their next drive, they were able to also set up by a bad play by the Bobcats, a bad punt, that is, set them up on the 45-yard line, similar to position to their drive before. The Tigers were able to get a touchdown on a 36-yard pass to, you guessed it, DeLorenzo. That would be their second score of the game, and that would eventually be the final score. The Bob Whites were able to string together a pretty good drive at around the 3-minute mark in the fourth. Three good plays going on there, but it was stopped at the 3-minute mark. Great effort by the Tigers. They played pretty well. Very different style game than the game we saw before where they were able to get a lot of passes, a lot of big plays. Tonight was really a ground and pound game. Two teams that kind of had similar styles that were clashing there. And through the first half, it was pretty neck and neck, but they were able to get separation. And the real difference here with these two teams was the fact that the Tigers were more versatile. When it came down to plays where they needed it, maybe a 4th and 8, or we saw on a lot of occasions a lot of 4th downs for this Bob White team. They just had no answer. They had nothing they could do. They didn't have a passing option. When it went in field goal range, they weren't able to make anything happen there, and it really showed that they were a really one-dimensional team. We will be back in a second with our player of the game, DeLorenzo. You are listening to 921 WVTK.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
4th and Goal Sports opened in 1983 with the goal of being the sports shop for individual athletes and teams in Middlebury. They want to thank you, their friends, for helping them achieve their goal. For the best in sports equipment at the best price, there's only one place to go, 4th and Goal in Middlebury. They're all about Middlebury College, too. Hats and sweatshirts for their home teams. 4th and Goal, 68 Main Street, Middlebury. Everything for the rink, court, pool, field, and diamond.
Brown's Lift Rental and Crane Service. In business for over 40 years, Brown's has 4 cranes, 14 to 70 ton capacity with OSHA certified operators and riggers. 40, 60, and 80 foot man lifts. Telehandler lifts 6 to 10,000 pound capacity with or without operator. 2 new mini excavators, 6 and 12,000 pounds have been added to the fleet.
Give my Papa Craig and his breakthrough call. Brown's Lift Rental and Crane Crane Service.
453-3351. That's 453-3351.
Desabre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabre on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So, you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
The MUHS Tigers play here. WVTK, Port Henry, Vergennes, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back for the week with the week two. JP Carrera, player of the game. Harry, you've just been listening to the Middlebury Tigers defeat the BFA St. Albans Bobwhites by a score of 14-0. And I would say instrumental in that game in a variety of different ways. Player of the game this week, Doug DiLorenzo. Doug, welcome to player of the game.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thank
How you feeling, man?
I'm just excited that we were able to come out with a W. Hard fought game from both teams. Good battle, all four quarters.
So last week, you know, you should know that our last week's player of the game, Trey Kaufman, when we were up here, he specifically mentioned your name as having to do a good job. Uh-huh. So far this year, certainly pressure from the defensive line has been great. The catching and your connection with Andrew is evident.
Yeah.
Early on, it didn't seem so evident tonight. A couple balls that didn't quite come together for you. What made those couple last couple plays through the air happen?
Oh, well, you know, I think, you know, I was frustrated with myself, you know. Not getting under the not getting under the ball down the far end sideline, and you know I tried to push myself that extra mile. Andrew delivered two great passes, and we had a great team win. It was a slow first half. Our defense played great. Our coaching staff was very. I'll admit I was a little frustrated with everything that was going on, but you know, we prevailed, and you know what, that's what ended up going on.
And when you get in those moments, when you get a little frustrated, I mean, what kind of effect does it have having someone like Dennis Smith, having someone like Jed, having someone like John, people who've been there so many times, what kind of effect does that have on you guys?
Oh, it's great, you know, having such a great coaching staff. You know, they've been doing it for 20 something years. They certainly know what they're doing, and as much as other teams don't like it, it's Middlebury football.
And you seem to make an adjustment at halftime. I mean, they're good at that. A little more throwing as you went into the second half. Was that an intentional kind of decision? Did they talk to you about that, or did that just end up coming in from the sideline?
That just ended up coming in from the sideline. I think the coaches recognized that we could potentially get the ball over the top, and we ended up coming through.
People at home probably want an update on the injury. How you feeling? Was it anything?
It was just a big leg cramp. That was a lot of pain. Trainers did a great job with it, and a little sore, but been through worse.
So we gotta let you go. I know it's always fun to celebrate with the guys here. It's certainly a great way to start the season. I mean, one game where you really blow out a team, another game where you had to hang in tight, but in the end, you really made it happen for you guys. One thing that's been really working well for you, I think, is the amount of pressure you've been able to generate. We've seen it in things like the safety last week. We've seen it in the pressure that caused some cough-ups and things like that. What is it that's really working for your line mates, for you? How are you guys able to generate so much up on when a quarterback rolls out, or even just on running backs as they try to hit the outside?
Oh, well, I think all 11 guys on defense, no matter who it is, we have a great sense of, you know, where the ball's going. The coaching staff drills it into us every week. And I'm so proud of these guys for how we hung in there.
Well, Doug, it's a pleasure to have you up here, a J.P. Carrera Player of the Game, just so you know how it works. Once you're the Player of the Game, you can't do it again. So we have to hand it on down the line. No matter how amazing a game you have, this is it. But congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And nice to be able to do it on such a game where I can't be accused of favoritism. So that's fantastic. All righty, that's our Player of the Game, Doug DiLorenzo. We'll be back for all the last little things here. You're listening to High School Football on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is Adam at Broughton's Big Country Hardware in Bridport. With the biggest selection of Cub Cadet power equipment in the area, at Broughton's we carry the Cub Cadet models they won't show you at the big box store. Cub Cadet tractors, Cub Cadet zero turns, snow throwers. The Cub Cadet deals are on. Late season discounts, early bird specials, and with a parts, service, and warranty team, deal with the experts. Cub Cadet headquarters, hardware with a twist. Broughton's Big Country Hardware. It's the best time to buy a Cub Cadet. It's time to cut a deal at Broughton's, Route 22A, Bridport.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back with a couple of Middlebury Tigers. Marty Nemo is now running around the field with a large cone, a traffic cone. I think they came from Route 125 in Hancock, believe it or not. I happen to know the backstory behind that traffic cone. And we've got Brett Fiennes running around with it. So some Tigers causing trouble. All right, so certainly an interesting game, 14-0. Tigers end up making it happen. Going into next week, if you're the Tigers, do you just keep doing what you're doing? Do you make some adjustments? What do you think?
I mean, yeah, you always make adjustments. You're playing someone else. You got to prepare for that team that you're going up against. So, yeah, always make adjustments. They did that tonight. The game plan was totally different coming into this one than it was coming into the other game, you know? They were really mixing it up right off the bat in that other game, really trying. They knew they had the size advantage when they were playing against the Patriots. Here, they were playing a team pretty similar to themselves. Therefore, they were playing a pretty rough style.
They weren't. As we came across the field, Doug just said, you know, that was a battle. He said, you know, his calf, really calf just cramping up. He said his teammate could look over to see that his calf had locked up. So a rugged game for them. You know, you have to say for St. Albans, against a lot of teams, there's a lot of positives. They could go out and definitely get some wins, would you say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, they won their first game, and they played a great game tonight, you know, other than a few plays that didn't go their way. Those touchdowns could have easily been avoided if it wasn't for a couple special teams errors, really.
Sure, absolutely. They did get set up by those, in those ways. Next week, the Middlebury Tigers will be at home taking on the Brattleboro Colonels. I can't really stress enough what an exciting game that's going to be, strength against strength. It's going to be a great game to listen to here on 92.1 WVTK. Of course, we're going to go on the air at 6:30. The game time will be at 7. The Bob Whites are going to be home again. They're going to be taking on the Cougars of Mount Mansfield, so it'll be fun to watch how the Bob Whites do throughout the rest of the season for sure. See if the Tigers run into them again at some point. Score tonight, 14-0, Middlebury Tigers defeating the Bob Whites of BFA St. Albans. You've been listening to High School Football on 92.1 WVTK. For Alex, I'm Bjarke. We're going to see you next week. You've been listening to the One Credit Union and Jim Tye, our producer. Let's give him the credit as well. Always doing important things back there. We're going to see you next week on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You've been listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK. Tiger Football all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. Mike's Auto and Towing. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. See them online at mikesautomid.com. That's Mike's Auto, M-I-D-D.com. Foster Motors, home of the We Care people on Route 7 in Middlebury. Mike's Fuels, for all your home, business, and agricultural needs, Route 22A in Bridport. Vermont Field Sports, don't let that big one get away. We'll help you hook them or bag them, Route 7 in Middlebury. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. McIntyre Services of Middlebury on Court Street and Exchange Street in Middlebury, keeping friends warm for over 70 years. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value Hardware store. The National Bank of Middlebury, with locations in Middlebury, Virgins, Brandon, Bristol, and Hinesburg, online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Broughton's Big Country Hardware, home of Broughton's Farm Supply, Route 22A in Bridport. BigCountryHardware.com. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Nadu's Play School South, promoting lifelong learning in a safe and caring environment. Route 7 in Ferrisburg. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury, your one-stop shop for flooring, paint, and window treatments. Stop in today and decorate the countryside way. Desabre's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, 1232 Exchange Street in Middlebury, and with a drop-off location at Linda's Apparel in Virgins. Denneker Chevrolet, free Vermont State inspections for as long as you own your vehicle. Main Street Virgins and Route 7 Middlebury. Chevy, find new roads. Brown's Welding, steel fabrication, plus crane, forklift, and man lift rentals. Call 363-5619 or visit brownswelding.com. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. And J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, always ready to mix, and they guarantee a solid finish. Call them at 388-6363.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.